I know you all had a good dinner.
So we spent this morning, we went and reviewed our big whys, and everybody did a what's your ideal day, and then we actually stood in front of the screen, the Hawaii screen, because everybody seemed to have one to be on a beach in their ideal day. So we all stood in front of that and everybody gave their thing. So you'll get to watch it. We recorded it if you want to see what everybody did. It's like, I have already stepped into that ideal day and this is what we're doing. And then we had Laura come in and say, work with us on some of the things that are holding us back. And that was really good. And this afternoon we have a couple of things that we're going to be doing. The first thing, we're going to do hot seats, so everybody will get a love seat. But we also, I wanted to go over a couple of things on basically some ideas and strategies I have for actually working in partnerships to create your outline for your program that you want to do. But I also wanted to find out what are some obstacles around the circle, and we'll just see if there's any specific things. Laura talked this morning about the things that hold us back, and some of it is process, and some of it is resistance and other things emotionally. So in terms of process, are there particular things that you feel like I just don't know enough and I need to know more about? So we can start either way.
So one question that my husband and I were like wondering was, and have people done marketing on other platforms other than Facebook, like LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram? Should have spent time doing that, or
I'll tell you that we're going to talk about when you should spend time and money, because if you do it too soon, you waste your money and you don't have anything to send them into. So we need to create. Yes, and so the piece we're going to work on next, which is having some sort of little short entry-level program that you can get them into a freebie and then that, right? So and then we can talk about some of that. In fact, I brought a book that a friend of mine is a girl. She's a fitness professional, and she has created a program called Flipping 50. So it's fitness for women over 50, but she's been doing a lot of stuff. She created this little book, which only got 3 months to go through, The Health and Fitness Professional's Guide to Social Marketing. And I saw in here that it's a couple of little like checklists. So post a blog post, do this, do this, do this, here's how you do it. She has a lot of good strategies in terms of step by step. She's got some of her YouTube videos get over 100,000 views. Yeah.
Wow.
So pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then my other thing is, I don't know, it's midlife crisis or what, like now I'm back to 20 age.
Okay, good. We were going to talk about that before we talk about the program first, and I have some key questions for all. Perfect. All right. Brandon, anything in particular strategy-wise?
Clearly, I haven't thought about this deep enough. No, I think it's just implementing, because I mean, and knowing next step. And I've experimented with some things to know where the direction that I want to go in. And since I have to, well, I'm in the process of working on those things. So I did some local events, and those went way better than internet presence. Because my internet presence is, I'm very real about what I do, and I think people judge the book by its cover. And there's a lot of resistance, because I know how many barriers I had to go through to get to where I am today. But meeting with people in person, they feel me,
yes.
They see me, and they know what we're going to work on.
Yep.
That's where my
and mind I think, you know, we'll talk more about this, but I think that's the best place for everybody to start, is that local. And to do some of the local classes and to build that local presence and go, okay, what's the process I've developed in working with these people, and now you go online. So
yeah.
I think it's good that you found that out for yourself, but it's that heart connection and learning how to get that heart connection with people long distance takes a little doing.
Yeah.
Allie?
So this is about what the next, what's the question exactly?
So what are there particular process-related things that you feel like, because I want to kind of make sure I cover a lot of the things that come up, yeah. And if not, we'll set up a time on one of our follow-up calls to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I want to set up several different lead magnets leading to a low cost short thing. We're going to do a live group VIP day online sort of thing. So that's accessible to anybody and I'll record it. Leading to a higher cost, course, and upselling to a strategy session at which I will sell my one-to-one time or my 12-month mastermind. And in that process, there's the squeeze page, thank you page, stroke sales page process, and then upselling and downselling. And that all gets quite complicated. And it's that process of getting the squeeze page, sales page, upsell, downsell right, you know.
Okay.
If that makes sense?
Yeah, totally. Cool. Maria.
The one thing that I've been wanting, and maybe it's not process, or maybe it is, I'm not sure, but about the retreats, instead of thinking on doing a large thing, which I want to go to, you know, Costa Rica or something like that. You know, a friend of mine, Jose Maria, maybe people need this locally too. And so we exchanged some thoughts, but then, what made me think was mentioned to a friend, and she's like, what are you going to offer that is going to be different, right? And that kind of put me, because if it is local in Atlanta, you know, there are some places that you can go. It's obviously not going to be what I envision.
Right.
And I'm thinking about what is the best way for me to understand or to learn what can I offer that somebody would pay that is not already being done. Because my friend said there's too many people doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Right. So what are you going to do and offer that in a weekend I can get that woman or a couple or something like this
mm-hmm.
to get out, you know, for a short weekend?
Okay. Yeah, in fact, that was some part of my next process with you is like really helping to look at how do you stand out and what differentiates you.
Right. And especially if it's a weekend, because if it is like a long, you know, I have this vision, beautiful vision for, you know, if I go to Jamaica or something like that or exotic place, but it's going to be talking about 5 days or something like
that.
Right.
And a lot of money. Right.
Yeah. And a lot of money. The thing is, how do I get started right here? You know, there's maybe 2 hours and there's just specific spots. There's the mountains, not that there is the beach in Atlanta, there's mountains and there is some place that offers certain things, but I still want to get them out of their comfort zone.
Get them out of their comfort zone. Have you talked to Patty yet about what she's doing?
Patty, our Patty? No.
Okay. Have a conversation with Patty and I'll tell you, I'll give you a hint of what she's doing. Because she's starting to do some of those locally in her house. One days.
And my house is not.
Well, it doesn't have to be. You can rent it with the Airbnb, but whatever. But we'll talk about that. Because I was really impressed with what she was telling me she was doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Cool. And Julie. Okay. So I'm still at the very bottom and getting started. I'm working on.
Okay. So before we go on, that's the second time I've heard you say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to reframe that. You are not at the bottom.
I'm getting started.
I am just launching.
Just launching. And my goal is to launch Open for Business in June.
Okay.
With some health coaching, with some, I think health coaching might be enough, or nutrition coaching.
Right.
Yeah. And then I'm working on getting my online presence, just simple, you know, here's who I am, what I'm doing, here's what I'm offering, and then having this freebie, you know, the kind of the lead magnet, but something that is offered in exchange for
the emails.
So trying to start building my list is what my goal is between now and summertime. And then my big challenge
what's next? What should come next? If I start thinking about a roadmap of the things that I want to do and when, what does that look like? Number one. And then two, what should come next after that? And then should I plan for that? Should I be working on it now? What do I know enough about to monetize the next product or program?
Yep.
That's my challenge. Okay. So a lot of the stuff you guys have mentioned was kind of really in the plan. The more detailed, we can go over some of that too. We can go over some of the more detailed, intricate upsell, downsell, and I'll go over concepts of that and talk about some softwares and things like that that we can use to do that. Okay. Yay. Okay. Just want to make sure. Lynn, is there anything else that you wanted to make sure we covered that nobody mentioned already?
No, I think you mentioned it too. You know, where do your people live? Where do your tribe, your clients, where do they live? I know that's something that I've been working on, you know, because so much of my identity is tied up with Dr. Rita Marie. So I'm trying to figure out where my sandbox is. I mean, part of my sandbox is in with Dr. Rita Marie. So that's the main play in that same idea. Where are these people?
Yep. Okay. Where are they?
And I'll just share with you something, because maybe this will help you too. I have the awareness of myself saying, why would anybody work with me? Because they can already work with you. And I had somebody slap me down on that one. And so I offered that because you might be saying something like, why would they come to my retreat when there's all these other retreats?
Right.
And so just, you know, just accept the gift you are and know that why wouldn't they come and work with you? So as you guys are all
And quite frankly, they're the people that would come to work with you, they wouldn't want to work with me and I wouldn't want to work with them. Because for one reason, when you're on your path, it's really hard for me to go back and work with newbies and beginners.
True.
Because it's so far in my past, like, having been a newbie and a beginner, that, you know, I mean, from a health perspective, right? And yeah. So wherever you are on your path, it's easier. And then there's also the connection.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. That really helps me clarify.
Yeah.
As I see my person.
Yeah, you can relate there. And we'll talk about that, because that's what we're going to go
into. But, yeah, that's why I offered it, because I heard as I was talking to everybody or listening to everybody, there was that same perspective of why would people work with me? And if they would, where are they?
Well, that's exactly what we're going to go into next. See, it was fine. It's actually, you didn't see my notes either.
I didn't see it.
Because I had them on the computer, but I forgot to print them before I left, so I had to rewrite them on a piece of paper. So, so I want to give you some things to start thinking about and just jotting down writing. And I think that the writing piece helps a lot rather than just thinking it, because it helps to pull it through the senses and, you know, it really makes it more concrete. Yeah. So if you could have one message that you could share with one group of people, what would that message be? And who are those people you would share that? Now you have to limit it to one message or one group of people. So those of you who are like, if, you know, you're on your deathbed and this is what your wish is, you get to talk to one group of people with one message. What is that that you want that message to be? And I think there's a lot of us that are like spiders out there. So it's really good to be able to bring a lot of work.
So I'm going to have to pull it up and write it.
That's good. Yeah. And you may find that you want to fine-tune it a little bit.
Yeah. I fine-tune it all the time.
Right. And every time you pull it out, you fine-tune it a little bit more. One way that might help you with that is in your life. As you go through life, whether it's professionally, personally, what is it that people seek you out for? Like, what kind of questions do you find that people gravitate to you to ask, like if you mention at a party or whatever? You know, some questions. What are they asking you for advice about? And it could be in your personal life. It could be in your professional life. And can I ask, I'll just throw out there,
for me, it was a real shocker when I saw that, because it didn't usually have to do with what should I eat or what should I do to meditate or whatever. And it was really questions that the people were not seeing their potential, and they would start to ask me questions, and I would just like, and they would go, well, I could do that. I could do that. And the prime example was at my sister's funeral. My cousin was supposed to speak for his side of his family group. And he came up and he couldn't do it. I was talking to his sister before. He was, yeah, I'm glad my brother's doing it because I couldn't. Blah, blah, blah. I said, really? What makes you think you couldn't? And we had this conversation about potential and that you can do, you really can do what you think you can do. So she, we had this conversation, and then it was time to have him come up. And I see, instead of him coming up, it was her. She said, my brother said he couldn't do it. And I said, well, I'm going to do it. And I cried just thinking about it. And she got there and I said, right here, holding your hand. And she got about all the way, like almost to the end. And then she just started crying. I said, I'll finish it for you. And I finished it for her. My heart was full, right? So what is it that people really, that in your life, that you really are able to answer their questions and help them about, you know? And that can be something that we tie into what is that message that you're trying to get across, and who are those people that you're trying to go to? I'm going to finish reading the rest of these because I think that this will be helpful. And I can write them up if you want me to.
So we're not answering these now.
Yeah, you know, just kind of sit and write.
So you might have to go.
Put them up there so that as you finish one, you can look up or you can read the full list. Because as I look at these, it's like, some of these are going to help you really fine tune. So if you had only one message to one group of people, what would that message be? Who would it be with? What do people ask you for your help around now? What do you find really helping people with in just your day-to-day life? What conversations set you on fire and make you come alive when you're talking about that? This seems like a strange one, but who or what is the enemy? Us against them is a position that really helps, not in a really aggressive way, but when you're doing writing and marketing and setting yourself aside, who is it? Like, it may be the fight against flack, the fight against sugar. Sugar might be the enemy. Western medicine might be the enemy. The pharmaceutical company might be the enemy. Whatever that is, that is the like, you are joining with your tribe, your ideal tribe, so that it's us, and against is a negative word, but it's us just taking a stand for what we believe in, and they're over on the other side. So if you don't like to think about enemy and fighting or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's like, it is going to come down to on a real level, it's us against that. And then once you get that stuff, then I'll have the other questions about what sets you aside. But I want you to work on that first.
You should have been at the question.
My handwriting? The last two typing. Oh, my typing? Is my handwriting's better than my typing? That's sad. Did everybody get it? Like, what we're really trying to learn? Yeah. Because we try to be like too broad. We're going to do this, and this, and this. Like, literally, you know, you're on your deathbed. You only have one opportunity to talk to
someone. Well, you've been a fool all these years. You haven't got any shit done. That's what. You just wasted 9 years of your life. God damn it.
What are you going to say to that person? Like, standing there holding you and washing your brow down.
Let me go because I just realized I wasted all. Just kill me right now. Just end this thing right now.
you impact a lot of people, and I hear things all the time from people about how you inspire them and motivate them.
Oh, thanks.
And
I realized that, you know, if you've done the work, Al, you've been to so many marketing classes, you might have done this kind of thing before, but it always helps to do it again.
Yes. Yeah, I've written mine down. It's, yeah. What I found really interesting was cycling back to Lisa Cherney. Uh-huh. You know Lisa Cherney? She works with Lisa Sasevich. Yeah. She does juicy marketing, and yeah, there's a phrase when we come to feedback, there's a phrase that I forgot that I've included.
I guess it's very juicy. You forgot it.
Juicy from a guy, from a hormone specialist.
Hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Who do you want to get your juice from? Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to think, in other words? I want you to think, yeah. But you know what? I don't just want you to think. I want you to feel. You know, I want to really have you touch into your heart rather than your brain. Because that's what this really is about, and that's really what marketing is about. And I think that's what a lot of people forget. And you have to think your way through it.
Thank you. Yes.
Good progress on that.
Mm-hmm.
So next three.
You read that.
So what makes you interesting? What makes you controversial? What makes you unique, quirky, special, odd, whatever you want?
There you go.
There you go.
That's it. That's it.
You have to come up with a name for that.
Oh, yeah,
well, that's your best.
The intros to
ballerina.
To tell more about ballerina.
Thumb by
something ballerina.
Come and train with your thumb ballerina today.
I like that. Seriously. Like, think about that. Like, there are some things that make you different, unique, special, stand out, controversial. Right? Controversial probably is what to start with. So that's how we want to stand out, because we want to attract those people who that's what they're interested. By the way, Angela started and gave us her uniqueness, and you said about your aunt that neither of you did.
Oh,
different.
Yeah.
What's
right.
Something about you were here when we did it? What's something about you that people in this room don't know that's maybe kind of interesting? We don't know you very well, so it's probably pretty much anything.
Yeah. So is your name important?
I don't know, you know? I grew up in houseless kids.
What?
Well,
really?
We had a 7-foot boa constrictor that we used to let crawl around, and he would, you know, go all over the house, and nobody seemed to care. That's a little
unusual.
So I'm not scared of snakes, but I'm petrified of spiders. That's
okay.
One thing.
Wow.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
But that's
so
like
if there's a
background
child thing. And my sister, my sister raised snakes. And
wow.
She moved to Portland. She moved out because you're talking on snake lovers.
Snake lovers.
But, you know, I would say that really, I don't know. I'm a big risk taker. I'm no problem taking risks. And my friends are like, you know, you're crazy. But
yeah,
I just do it because it just gives me that.
Okay, so why don't you write that down?
Because
yeah.
I think that's a real piece. And because we'll talk about over the weekend, we're going to talk about speaking and telling a signature story that you can speak. And I think it's really important for us to understand like what do we put in our story that gets people's attention, and what do we leave out that's kind of boring and mundane. You know what I mean? And how do we put things in our story that relates, that people relate to? And it depends on the audience. Now, if you're going into a bunch of zookeepers, that's a great piece to put in your story, right?
I'm not afraid of things. I'm a risk taker. We grew up with a 7-foot boa constrictor in our house. Okay? This is how I learned to just be open to new ideas. You know what I mean? You can use it. Use it, all, any of these unique, quirky things about you or about your upbringing. Bring some Transylvania. It may actually be a good thing. But how do you use that to get people to anchor your information around to get people's attention? Because we all get up there and say, let's not eat sugar. Let's eat more green vegetables. And they turn it. Then they're done that. But how do you weave that story around something more interesting? Allie, do you have anything about you that's kind of special, unique, that we don't know? Like, maybe you don't want us to know, but...
But you don't know. But you know me so well, you guys.
No, we don't.
I don't.
Well, if I'm the only one that knows it and it's special and unique, you can tell them.
I put that what makes me controversial is that it's time for change and that the NHS or traditional medicine isn't the answer, but that's not what's unique. I'm trained animal healer. As well as being an energy healer with humans, I'm a trained animal healer and equine healer.
There you go.
I didn't know that. Animal healer.
Very cool.
I didn't know you were an equine healer.
So Western trained MD, spiritual healer, believes in shamanism and is an animal healer. That makes you unique and special and a little quirky and controversial and all of the above. Right. Depends on your audience whether you're going to want to share that, right? If you're trying to get the rapport with the NHS patients that are, you know, wanting out, you may not want to share that quite right from the start. What about Brandon? I bet you have something unique or special about you.
Well, between having, I grew up with a ton of parrots. I mean, just
parrots?
Dozens of parrots. I have had my own parrot that is so bonded to me for over 20 years.
Wow.
So he shows up in my YouTube videos.
That's awesome.
I've lived in a van for 6 months. I eat a ridiculous amount of fruit. I feel like that's pretty controversial and a lot of people have questions about. And it seems, especially in the community I am, it feels very counterintuitive. It's sugar, fiber, and
Crohn's, right?
Yeah, I'm
curious about that.
Right. Yeah. Cool. So I feel like everything I do in my life almost goes against
the grain.
The grain. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. So we can talk about how to incorporate those kinds of things in telling a story. Like most of us, when we're getting up in front of people, you know, you do your talk, you have 10 minutes, and you're, well, hi, I'm Maria Horseman, and I'm a trained this, and I used to be corporate, and right? So you start like with a story. So I did this recently. I had 10 minutes to do a thing, and I started with, it was 5 o'clock on my 35th birthday. I was on the treadmill, just getting a good workout. I was looking forward to a great meal with my husband, and then he walked in the door. And I knew something was wrong. And then I told the story about my mom and finding out that my mom had died that day. But the people were at the edge of their seat, like the whole time through this talk. And they were ready to hear all the pieces I said. Then I got angry at the medical, right? Why didn't her doctors know? Why? These were all the questions that came in. And they're all still sitting at the edge of their seat. So how can you come up with your story? A story, a piece of your story. You're going to have a lot of story, right? Depending on where, how long you have. If you have 3 days with them, they'll hear your story all throughout. But when you have 10 minutes or 5 minutes, what's that impactful thing? And depending on the audience, right? And if it is somebody, if it is a group you think are going to be thinking what you do is kind of crazy. A lot of people think I'm crazy. You can start that way. A lot of people think I'm crazy, you know? I'm a young dude, I got long hair, and I run around and barefoot most of the time, and I eat a lot of fruit, and I've cured my own Crohn's disease. It's a disease that people think it's incurable. Medicine is taught in medical school, it's incurable. You just have to get them on enough steroids to keep things from getting worse. You know, blah, blah, blah. Make sure you check their iron on a regular basis because of the blood. But mine is gone. Or mine's like whatever in remission, wherever you want to, however you want to say it. And I want to tell you the story of how that happened. Think you get people's attention?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So what is it about your story? What is it about your story? What is it about your story? That you can get people like sitting at the edge of their seat going, oh yeah. I just struggle with that because I just never think it's, there's nothing interesting in that, right? Like, unless I was in the circus or something, you know, which I have a friend who was. And that's,
she told that story all the time, but I'm like, that's a story, right?
Yeah.
That's your story. I said, it's not interesting enough.
My mother died. My mother died. That wasn't, like, it's not like, a lot of people have a story about their mother dying, but I just chose to tell it in a way that created.
Yeah, you do a good job of that, and I've heard you do that, and I don't know.
I mean, you can do it. We're not going to get into that right now, but that's a learning move.
Yeah, you know, when I did this training with Lisa Nicholson, one of the exercises is to actually make a list of the stories, things that were significant, things that were significant in your life.
Yes.
And do not judge. So just list them, you know? So everything that you says, what has been, you know, traumatic, happy, anything like that, right? So just make a list and then, then you're gonna go into sit. Then you're gonna pick. So let's say now you have a list. You have many. The idea, she says, if you have a 10-minute thing, you're gonna have, you know, your story's gonna be very short. If you have a 30-minute talk, you're gonna be longer. Maybe you're talking to the medical community. Your story's gonna be different than a bunch of other health coaches that you're talking.
Yeah.
So you have to have your report of many, but then. You go into the very, I mean, she's talking about the day, the season, the hour, what you air, where you're not going to remember everything, but the more detail, that's when people are like, they can put
that's
you
right
out of the moment, wearing that blouse and yada yada, my hair was up, I could feel the tears, and my God, it was a windy day, I remember, and all of a sudden I hear the noise of the door opening up, you know, and I look at my husband with a smile and he's looking down, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, what's going on with the husband? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, very, very, very detailed stuff. But you don't have that much time. No, you don't.
We'll work with that.
Okay. That's something we're going to work on.
Can I just?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I didn't do this as a talk, but I did it as an email. The title of the email, the subject of the email was Suck It Up, Buttercup. And so I'll just read a snippet of the email. So do you ever feel like the subject line to this email? That you just need to suck it up, pull up your big girl panties and power through the day. I mean, if you listen up, you'll get all those things on your to-do list done, right? I'd like to share a story with you. This is the story of a woman with 7 children. She homeschooled them, made all the food from scratch, gardened, drove the kids to scout meetings, play rehearsals, soccer practice, all those things that a good mother is supposed to do, right? Each day she would wake up for everyone else to make sure she got a start on breakfast and that all the materials were ready for their day. She checked her calendar to double check she was ready for any appointments or outside activities. And guess what? There was nothing on that calendar that allowed her even 5 minutes for herself. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not that this woman didn't love her children and spending time with them and gave her great joy to be a part of their growth and learning. But one day she had a hard time getting out of bed. She had to ask a neighbor to come help with the younger children, and the older ones pitched in too. This went on for several days until she could get the woman to drag herself through the day. And then I went on, and at the end of the email, I said that it was me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not a big story.
That's a big,
but definitely one
that's
that
huge.
People can relate to.
Yeah.
But that's because that's my idea.
7 kids and homeschooling 7 kids. To me, that's a big story. That's a big story. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll work on your story.
But it's not, it's, I didn't think.
I mean, I have all these crazy things I did.
Like, nothing that I can relate back to health that's.
Yeah, but the thing is, everything relates back. Everything relates back.
I agree. But
we do not see ourselves as anything special. So one of the times somebody asked me at a conference, I'm like, I don't know what you guys don't know about me. Like, I don't know. I did a marathon when I was 50 and I. Whatever, something like that. No, cheers. No, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I am being special.
I didn't think it was anything special at all, right? I'm the oldest of 9 kids. I didn't think that was special at all. Like, it's the way it was, right? So there's a lot of things like that. And what the advice Maria gave was right spot on, is like, we just go through our life and the chronology. And the way that I got to that story, that piece being important, was through that exact exercise that I was doing in the class. And it was like, okay, what are these things? What are these things? And when I mentioned this, and, you know, breakout group, and they were like, that's it. You gotta work. You gotta use that. Right? So someone else will come up with it.
So yesterday when I was talking to this HR people, I said several mini stories, but not in the detail that we're talking about.
Yeah.
But I'm going to relate. And I mentioned, I said, look, I used to manage a group of staff accountants. I was not the person I am today, but I was angry. I was excellent at what I did, but I didn't know how to manage people the way they deserve it. You know, so I mentioned a few things, blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know, we need connection when we're stressed out. But my point was stress, right? So what can we do to manage stress? When we stress, hormones release, you know, oxytocin, and that hormone brings us closer. And I said that. I used to judge my employees that they would take time to go and blah, blah, blah in the kitchen, talk to somebody. Reality is, it was a lot of work. And people sometimes are stressed out. That was maybe one way they were coping with the stress. So you just have no idea. So
you took an everyday situation, right? Yes. And there's a lot of that you've had in your life.
Yes.
There's a lot of it you've had, right? Even right now. How many programs have you been processed with?
I counted maybe 10.
Okay. I'm a knowledgeaholic, and
right,
just how many of you have signed up for 10 programs at the same time? And what does that do?
And some of them are just, I haven't even opened them yet.
I mentioned my adrenal fatigue yesterday. Yeah. And I said, who over here in the room, okay, is a workaholic? You know, people hands on, and I says, okay, so I have an MBA, nobody taught me to do this, blah, 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 blah. And I says, and I drove myself to adrenal fatigue. Who knows what adrenal fatigue is? So you see what I'm saying? And so why did I do this? Right? Because, so all of a sudden you're relating. Things
are sharing. There's nothing unique about me. Why would somebody want to come to mind? This is exactly it, right? When you get out, the way you fill your retreat or whatever is you speak. And you speak and you tell a story, and there's going to be so many people that relate to that. They don't relate to a Pollyanna who's, you know, this 27-year-old, no offense, but this 27-year-old who just doesn't have any life. And she goes, and I make chocolate bliss, and why don't you do it with me? And, you know, like, I'm the world's foremost authority on nutrition. Listen to me. Like, seriously, people are going to relate to you and want to come to your retreat. Somebody who's like really into, like, again, no offense, but woo woo wah wah, you know, everything. I'm into that stuff, but not that I'm very concrete. So if people really want to get into understanding how their bodies work, understanding what to do, they're going to attract to me. If they just want to go, let's just do law of attraction and we'll all get better, they're going to go to somebody else's retreat.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Right? And so that's you, right? You have this unique, we all have the uniqueness. You see, you came up with some very simple, common stuff, but that's what stands you apart. It doesn't have to be you led a circus, right? Or had snakes in your house, or have a parrot that lives on your shoulder, or came from Transylvania. We're homeschooled 7 children. Right? It's all like we don't look at ourselves as unique and special. And when we do, and we lay out that timeline and just pick out certain things, and maybe it's a little exaggerated for the action.
Well, the exaggeration will come, like Lisa says, is the details. People can focus on the details.
Yes.
You know, that you're talking in your body, right, and the tone of voice. So you're not, you know, exaggerating much, but because of the way that it's coming out from your emotions, you know, you're living that moment again, right?
And that's what's going to have people sign up for your retreat. Right. Not instead of, just that it's your tribe that's going to be attracted there. You're not going to attract the little, you know, mama whose husband's off to work and she doesn't have anything to do and she's sits around eating bonbons and getting fat. It ain't going to happen, right? Those people aren't going to be attracted to you.
No.
No, it's those people who have driven hard and have not given themselves time, have, and the moms who have just like sacrificed all for their kids, right? Yeah, those are, so we want to be able to just be as authentic and real as we can. Within reason, you're not going to go, you know, tell all the dirt in your closet, right? But you definitely want to be real. And that's what's going to have you stand out.
Yeah.
And when you create a program and you can hit them on those points, those pain points that they have and they resonate with you, they're going to be attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Make sense? Okay, so have we gone through all of these things? Does everybody want to go around and share? And then we're going to go into
I haven't answered all of these, no.
What's that?
I have not answered all of these.
Okay,
so anybody answer all these questions?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
The one that we want
to... So I'm just going to go around. Everybody's going to say, if you had one message to talk to one group of people, what would it be? And just do whatever comes to your head.
So I don't know that. What we eat, think, and do can and will leave a mark on our health and vitality. And drugs cannot reverse any negative impacts on this. And in some instances, drugs can contribute to the poor health and vitality.
And coming from a pharmacist, that's a very powerful message, right? Yes. Coming from one of us, it may not be as powerful because we're not entrenched or, you know, brainwashed into that thinking of drugs as being the savior. So coming from you as a pharmacist, that's an excellent message. And who are you speaking that message to?
I don't know.
Okay. So
I think I'm speaking to the people that realize that there's a problem with that mentality that I'm going to the doctor and they're putting me on a pill and by the time I'm home, I didn't even get the prescription that I'm going to feel better. Just because. So there are people out there that think like that and you'll never get them to start taking their drugs. But there are people out there that do realize that this cannot be good. And
so it might be people who have been on medications, who have been sick for a while and have been put on medications, they're not getting better, and they're sick and tired of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you find those people, we'd have to like really find, because it's not like saying it's specific, but it sounds like well-educated people who have been on medications for a while, who are sick and tired of not getting results, and want something better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
That's why it's good now. Or to find them, that's a different question. But you know,
once hang out outside the pharmacy.
Yeah, absolutely outside the pharmacy. Yeah. But you know, I think the clarity is what is most important, right? Because you're gonna start attracting.
Then you're gonna start
those people.
And even if you just exactly. Because even if you just do like a community event and you talk, you're gonna have those people who have been through that situation. They're going to gravitate. The others are going to go off and pop their pills as they walk out.
You see a title like this, let's say a community service or, you know, center or something like that. They know who you are, but there's your picture, there's a title, pharmacist, whatever, you put your title. And then something like, come and learn why conventional medicine and pharmacy is not getting you to heal or getting you to achieve whatever it is. But I'm thinking about, because you see your title, pharmacist, you've got the knowledge, you've got this, and okay, I'm taking all those skills, but I don't feel that well or that great, so maybe there's something she can, you see what I'm saying? Now you're kind of making somebody curious, maybe?
Yeah.
Beyond the pharmacy.
Or even not even as direct, because she could get in trouble for some of that.
Yes.
But she could say, you know, the dangerous side effects of long-term prescription drug use or something like that. And that's coming from a pharmacist. They know you know.
Right.
And trained. And then you can open up another avenue and here's how. So that's going to attract, you know, not necessarily going to society or, you know, specific society or whatever, but it's that message put out there with specific keywords on Facebook, social media, et cetera, Google,
And in the neighborhood, just signs, and the people will find it and come if, you know, you do it right. Or going
so
into.
So how did you put it?
You said something like the dangerous side effects of long-term prescription drug use. We could wordsmith that. But something like that, coming from a pharmacist, is definitely going to invite.
How about something also beyond, beyond drug, medical prescription or something. I'm thinking about taking people, okay, I'm taking medication, but beyond that.
Beyond pharmaceuticals. Friend and I just heard about beyond the pill.
Yeah,
and
beyond
it's all about the,
beyond
you know,
the pill.
Right? I don't want to say the pill, but yeah, she's already got that book taken. But beyond pharmaceuticals, beyond, you know, and then that subtext, the long-term side effects. The dangerous long-term side effects of prescription drug use.
Beyond the silver bullet.
Well, yeah, the silver bullet. There's a good one. Yeah. So, what about one message to say? I think you got it. One message, and so say your message to the people you're saying it to.
Yeah. So similar thing, but it's to the Crohn's and colitis people, and especially people who have had surgeries and have went through the medical treatment route and just feel like this plateau, never feeling like they've made any forward advances.
Right.
And me stepping in and being that different person who had those things, the surgery, the medications, and breaking free from that for almost 7 years now, and continuing with that, yeah. So that's saying that you still have the potential to heal, no matter how damaged you think we are, and breaking free from those belief systems of thinking we're too far gone.
Mm-hmm. You're onto something there with you're too far gone, right? Because mm-hmm. then thinking that I've already had the surgery, I've got lost part of my colon, I've been on steroids for all these years, I'm too far gone, there's no way. That's good for him. Right? So that's a good thing. And some of the stuff I'm thinking is, again, do you want to name inflammatory bowel disease? Do people use that term, or what do they use? Colitis, Crohn's, and...
Yeah, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, inflammatory bowel disease. Yeah, those are the things that
I'm just thinking in terms of, like, if we were coming up with a name of something, what that could be, you know, a name of a talk or something. We'll get to that. Let's just go. Because I have a process to take us through to come to the name of that talk. Ali?
Yes, hi. I had come up with about 8 different stories.
Wow.
So one of them is sometimes I start my talks with a story about me going for a drive with my ex-boyfriend, and we're going up on the South Downs, and there are these twisting roads, and he's 18, I'm 17, and he decides to race this car on these twisting roads, crashes the car, rolls it. And so I say, crash. Then my back broke in 2 places. So I say not in 1, but in 2 places. So this is part of my story. But with chronic pain, I found drugs cause side effects. I even blacked out at a party because I was mixing my medication with alcohol. Physio only gave short lived relief, and self-management was the key to managing chronic pain. So that's one of my stories as an example. In terms of...
We go on because we don't have time for all 8 stories.
No,
sure. We'll hear them another time. But what I want to hear from you is, what is the message that you're most passionate about sharing? You had only one message.
Okay, I got that down before we started writing. The perimenopause is caused by many hormones being dysfunctional, not just one. There's no quick fix. You've got to look for the root cause. It's complex, but I can hold your hand in partnership with you.
Awesome, and that's obviously who it's for, et cetera. So that's really clear, and I like the way you phrase it. The first time I heard you phrase it that way, because you're always getting into, well, they just want my, you know, bioidentical hormone prescription, et cetera, et cetera. You're starting with menopausal symptoms are caused by imbalances in many hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and there's no quick fix. And you might even add to that, if you're speaking, there's no quick fix, even bioidentical hormones, even though people think bioidentical hormones is the answer. But I love that. That's the first time I heard you phrase it that way, with the many hormones. It's going to get them. They're going to go, huh? I thought it was just estrogen and progesterone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The many hormones. You go, what other hormones? And then you get to talk about the whole sequence and good. Sure. Love it. Great. Maria.
You're making me feel very wrong here. My thing is like several lines.
What's what? Well, one message it could be. We can put it down.
No, I was just writing stuff, you know, yeah. But if I think about it, you know, what I wrote is really is what first things that come out of my mouth is life is too short to wake up feeling lame and going to bed, you know, not proud of your accomplishments because you're poor health, you're lacking energy, and, you know, in things that you could be preventing. And being in unhealthy relationships. So the message is you got to dream big, you know, build and sustain your healthy lifestyle that will support your journey with more joy and energy and health while impacting the life of others.
That's great. I didn't ask you for one line.
Okay.
If you can get it down to one line, even better, and you could play with that, but it doesn't have to be one line. It's one message.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you got to do this and you got to do that and this is bad and this is good. And
yeah.
What's that one message? So being succinct about it and who's it to?
This?
If you had one to choose, one group of people to give that
message. Yeah, these are for, you know, busy professionals who are go-getters and they are between the ages of, I want to say, you know, 35 to 55, 60 max, and they see an untapped potential.
Beautiful.
That's who they are. And they know they're not well. They know they could be better. They are not feeling their best. They already came to a realization that something's got to change.
You're very clear, and this is going to, when we go to the next step, when you create this little program thing, that's who you're going to target. I know you had a program on PCOS and this and that. We're in it. That's great. You have that in your arsenal. You're going to create your signature program, which is that message to that group of people. Okay? Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Julie.
So mine focuses on anxiety and overwhelm do not have to be your day to day. I help guide anxious and overwhelmed women to feel energized and inspired to make life changes that bring back joy and vitality to their day to day.
So the message is you don't have to feel anxious and overwhelmed.
Right.
You might want to add a second half to that is how they can feel instead.
Yeah.
You can feel empowered and calm.
Right.
And then bring in the how.
Right.
Right. If that's the message. Right. Not necessarily in your elevator speech. This is very different.
Yeah.
But the how is through diet choices, lifestyle, whatever, through your daily choices, however.
And I wanted to add kind of the panic component in there because I think a lot of these people are just automatically go to panic mode in a lot of situations. And, but I just felt like it got too wordy. And then in the actual elevator speech, I talked about create programs to do this, reach their nourishment and wellness goals. Live a more vibrant and balanced life by removing nutritional roadblocks.
It gets long.
Too long.
Yeah. An elevator speech should create
that shorter.
Should have them lean and go, wow, how do you do that?
Yeah.
Instead of diet, lifestyle.
I know.
Exercise.
Right?
Right? You don't tell them the how.
It's the, you know, actionable. Yeah. You know, that's why I changed the number from that to the, you know, anxiety and overwhelm.
You don't have to feel anxious and overwhelmed. They don't have to be an everyday. You can feel calm and in control of your life.
By the way, your panic attack is a story.
Yes. Yeah, I use that one. That's the one I use when I talk about it.
Has anybody read the latest book? Her name is Joan Rosenthal, and it's 90 Seconds to a Life You Love.
No.
It's all about anxiety, and she's a psychiatrist, been in practice, teaches in schools and stuff for like the last 25 years. And it's a process, a 90-second process of riding the wave of anxiety. And she'll even say, I don't believe in anxiety. Well, she doesn't believe in it because this is the process you can take people through. It's excellent. I'm going to bring
her
in.
What is that,
90 Seconds to a Life You Love. I'm going to bring her in for a... We've been talking about it for months and she committed. So good, right? So and the people, you're clear, the audience, it's a little like the women are experiencing.
Wrong. That's why I always struggle with
that. It's right. Everybody does.
You know, it's to be everybody, right?
But yes,
It could be. And everything we all do can help everybody.
And then, right. But
even
I
he's talking about inflammatory bowel disease. That's a really, that still can help everybody to prevent it or to heal their IBS or whatever. But it's, like you're real clear, busy executives or corporate or, you know, professionals, busy professional women. And you don't have to name that audience when you're doing your course, when you create a course and you put it out there. You don't name it, but you talk to them.
Right.
You use their language. There are going to be other people who will go, oh, well, I relate to that. You know, I'm not a busy mother, but I relate to that. But if you name, oh, this is for busy entrepreneurs, then you push people away.
Then you push people
but
away.
Instead of naming the audience, you describe the audience. And if you want to just name the audience because that's all you want, you just go there, right? Does that make sense?
I think that every circumstance can be different, right? I mean, yeah, if I'm doing a presentation on a webinar, I'm going to send you stuff to busy professionals. If this is a mom who's retired, already retired, she's not a busy professional anymore.
No.
But she still needs help.
She still needs help, mm-hmm.
right?
So you, but you talk the language that those people will understand.
Right. What their pain points
what
are.
For their pain points, right. Exactly.
Cool.
So, who's the enemy? Does anybody know? Who's your enemy? We should be clear.
The mentality that doctor can not fail, that the Western medicine is on their side.
So, are you, and you don't have to name it again, we're not naming the enemy in front of people, but we're knowing who the enemy is so that they get it. And the enemy in your case is the Western medicine. A paradigm in pharmaceutical companies, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you're a pharmacist, it's hard to say that, but that really is who the enemy is, if you want to think about it that way, right? And these people are going to be angry at them because they've been let down by those things. So if you're talking that way, they're going to relate. Mm-hmm. Enemy?
Similar, big pharma and like day one health people. I'll say this real quickly. I went to this event that's called IBD Ask the Experts, and there's a huge panel of a bunch of doctors pretty much pitching medications. It was interesting. And real quickly, some people recognized me there, which was interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and there was maybe about 200 people, and it was maybe 6 hours long, but I really got to learn who basically patients were. And bridging that gap between day one, like, oh, I'm listening to these are the experts when this is all brought to you by Nestle Health Science. And I'm just like, oh no. And it'd be the last slide that would flash before it just like shut down real quick and just like, oh, Nestle.
Yeah. And then people
are
looking over at you going, I
want to
talk to you.
Yeah. And the food that they provided
was causing the problem that they were trying to solve.
So the holy land is just so crazy. But it also just remains. Yeah.
Who's your enemy?
I don't know. When I think about enemies sometimes, you know, I...
It doesn't have to be.
I mean, yeah, no. I feel... Sometimes I think the registrations are making a disfavor, you know? I mean, the doctors stress them. And not to say all registered dietitians are not, you know, in more in the health, but, you know, everybody trusts them and they are not listening to the person.
Yes.
You know, and they're not open. They are still, many of them are still in that block of, okay, you're the government plate thing and that's what it is and there's no reason for you to do that. And I listen to them on the talk shows and all, these are all many, right? Now I started following some of them on Instagram to see what the fuck they're saying. And I'm like,
it's a good idea.
Yeah. I started following because I got finally hooked with the registered dietitian that is in the doctor radio because of Mark, some other, but she is more like an hour type. You know, she's in New York and she works a lot with the PCOS folks. And I love her. She's great. Yeah, she's doing her Parkinson's and stuff like that, but she understands it, that there's changes. But very few of us. So I start following, saying, okay, you follow this, okay, there's this and that. And I see their recipes. I see what they're saying. I says, what the? You know, I'm like, I feel like, oh,
So I think we all see that same common enemy, which is best the big food, big pharma, right? The attitude, the brainwashing. But on this particular case, when you're trying, when you're creating a stand, it's like, who do they see as the enemy? And again, enemy, who's the adversity? And I think that it's, and if you don't mind me just giving an opinion here, is the corporate mentality of work yourself to the ground.
Right.
And so if you can find something that you can be against and they'll be against, then they're on your side now.
Right.
Right. And that's what we're trying to do, is get them to come over to the side. Now, you start talking about, you know, the beer and the wine and the whatever else, they're going, I'm not taking a stand against that. That's my savior. Right? But you take a stand against that mentality, that paradigm that pushes them, that expects them to work 80-hour weeks and not take care of themselves.
That was my enemy, was expectations.
Yeah.
And shoulds. I should.
What do you mean you're going home? You've only been working 12 hours today.
One of the teachers in my program, he's like, stop shitting on yourself.
Right.
Should this, should do this, should do that, I should do this. And, and then you're not taking care of yourself.
The shoulds. That may be the shoulds. That holds up against, right?
Yeah.
The shoulds.
Yeah.
All the shoulds.
Don't shoot on yourself. And the shoulds, the haves, you know, I catch myself in that, and sometimes I say, you know, I know I'm using a strong word, a have or a should, you know, it's just because we say it so much.
And yeah, that could be a good. So that think about the common enemies as you're defining your marketing materials and your program is somebody that they'll come to your side against. Like our audience, you know, we have a very sophisticated audience, and they're all big pharma, you know, they called me for like recommending pure encapsulation vitamin. Didn't you know they were bought out by Nestle? So like it's us against them, right? And then when you can get everybody over to your side on us against them, then we relate. So enemy is a strong word, but it's who are we all and they perceiving as what's gotten them into their negative situation. Does that make sense? And I think the shoulds.
The shoulds,
expectations. Yeah. Having to, you know, do that just to hold on to the job because you don't feel like, you know, if you don't, somebody else will, and you're out of a job.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all I can think about is, like, what was the enemy in myself?
Yeah.
The situation.
Exactly.
I want my time back. I don't want to prioritize my time to someone else when I can't even take care of myself and my family. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That was perfect.
And if you put yourself in that situation, right, what was that? It was like, there's no answers. Medicine had no answers. They just said steroids and surgeries, and that was all they had for medicine, right? Mm-hmm. So think about that decision. Allie.
Yeah. My shoulds, I'm hearing you that saying that the enemy is something that will get them on side with you. So I might have to change what I've had as the enemy, but I had that the enemy is oversimplification, looking for quick fixes, and this whole idea that the doctors will make you better without you taking a part in that, without you getting involved.
Yeah, and that's a philosophy, but that's not necessarily an enemy because they don't perceive it, right? So that's the perspective you're working to get them shifted to, right? Which is great because they need to have their eyes open to that. Oh, yeah, that's right. And has that ever happened to you? Have you been on all these medications and go to the NHS every 6 months for a new prescription and nothing's working? That kind of thing. But who do they see as is causing? For them, it's like age.
Their hormones.
Their hormones are the enemy, right? But it's more, I don't know, that you can both get on that side, right? So they perceive that what's causing their symptoms is their age, which causes their hormones to go wacky, right? And what you're seeing is what's causing their symptoms is the imbalances in all the other hormones and their digestion and stress levels for the last decades. So who's the common enemy?
Hmm.
here.
You know, I put my answer to another one, what makes conversation set me on fire? It's because, partially because of this, choices. I don't have anything necessarily against the pharma, right? It's, or the doctors or something, but it's really, it's, for me, what gets me on fire is that people blame others or whatever companies for the choices they're making. Right?
Yes.
They are choosing to get, it's to me is a choice. And I said that in the talk. So if you ask me literally what I do, I influence choices.
I empower you to make.
Right? And empower you, yeah. Right? It's choices because we go on and make the choice of eat this. We go on and do this or stress ourselves, right? Or we choose. It's okay. The pharma continues to grow because people continue to choose not this sort of design, and so the pharma continue to bring what the public delivers.
But the thing is, that it's more than that. They choose because pharma is brainwashing them.
I understand
using power over.
But I understand that. But you know what? There is another choice over there, and to believe what the fuck you hear. I mean, there is a choice of reading the headlines. Eggs are all good for you, right? And you go in there and you read the article. And like Brenda said, never said where the article made, who supported that article, who wrote it, what is the study behind it. So go through the headlines. So I choose to not do my research. And none of us have the time to do the studies forever. I'm just saying, we do choices.
So you're onto something there. And it's you, what you offer them is the ability to make
choose
empowered
choices.
Mm-hmm. And it's not your fault you've been making these choices. It's because people are feeding this in. But I want to show you another way so you can make choices, because this is your body and ultimately you're the only one that can choose.
Right.
And I think we kind of interrupted Allie's.
I thought that was kind of related. I mentioned that because it's the choices. When it goes through the hormones and goes through this stuff,
yeah.
Right? Is the choices that they are making. So that's what from you. I mean,
that's not going to get them on side because they don't see the choices they're making as the problem.
That's it.
We've got to find something that brings them in so that we're all appearing to sing from the same song sheet just to get them listening to us.
Yes.
Right.
You got it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like it's changing their perspective.
Right.
Like we help them.
Right, but how do you meet them where on the perspective they're on with this common adversity, right?
Yeah.
This common, like we're on the same side. And they may not be there when they come in, but that's where you want to get them to by presenting this. So maybe the it is the powers that be for taking away your choices.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's all, we see it all over, right? There's choice when it comes to whether you believe in abortion or not abortion. It's choice whether you believe in vaccines or not vaccines. It's choice. It's we should have the choice to make the decision that we feel is right for our bodies.
And maybe the doctors are not providing all the choices because they're somewhat limited in their choices.
Now,
they don't have the nutrition background. They don't have this, but they're focused on this. Boom. Okay.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Yes. The common adversary. Thank you. So for all of this is threats to our freedom. Who doesn't want it? Right? Threats to your freedom. Your freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Your freedom of bodily expression. And that can be very common.
Adversary.
Right? Because that's where your guys, they don't know. And that's where you're informing them. It's
right.
Not just estrogen and progesterone, and it's not because you hit 50. It's because of the choices you made before, and it's imbalances in all these other hormones as well. And we're going to help you get to the bottom of it. We're going to give you the freedom. That's why my body freedom. That's why I love that phrase. I wish I could get it trademarked, but I can't. It's too generic. I can get body freedom this, body freedom that. I can get body freedom. But that's the whole point, is to have that freedom of choice over your own body.
freedom of choice of being able to do whatever you want to do in your body. So that really,
well, some people can take that to the others, then I'm going to do whatever the hell, it's my body, and
it's not for every client. Yeah.
I mean, they can say, look, it's my body, and if I want to kill it, if I want to continue to smoke,
that's right,
that, that's fine.
And that's great.
That's not her client.
No.
That's not none of our clients.
No,
here.
It's not. But here's the thing. When you do that and make those choices, you actually become slave to your body. Because
right.
Then it doesn't work properly, and then you're stuck, you know, not doing
it. Oh, it's a short,
right.
It's short,
a short term.
It's
right.
A short term. You know,
but that's where we educate.
Right.
So anyway, does any of that ring as far as a common adversary?
Yes. How does that do?
I'm still not really sure where to pitch it. Where to pitch it so that they're on board?
Can you rephrase? Can you say again what you just said before about what the second one? Because the word choice for me was clear when you said it, so that's why I share what I have to share.
Well, I said at the beginning was
this. Yeah, your
the idea that the doctors will make you better without you. But he's just finding something that will get them on side.
Now, but you said your message. The message over there is where I got. Can you repeat your message?
The message I had was that in perimenopause, it's due to many hormones being dysfunctional and out of balance. There's no quick fix, even BHRT. You have to look for the root cause. It's complex, and I can hold your hand in partnership with you.
So how about including the choices that I'm thinking about, the keywords, choices and control and either balance or harmony. I like that. Actually, I started replacing every word from balance to harmony because I think it makes more sense to me, but... because the choice of the options, the choices of, because now you are coming in saying, okay, all these hormones are out of whack, whatever, whatever, but you now are empowering them to choose differently beyond the medication. You know, so they can restore that control, whatever the control is, the feeling that you're going to describe, right? Because it's
control. That's a good one. I'm thinking that because what happens at menopause, you feel like you lose control of your body,
mm-hmm.
right? And you lose control and you don't know what to do and you have to rely on a doctor to tell
right.
you what to do.
Right.
So
that's every woman says that.
Yeah. Lack of control.
It's not even what you're
taking
back
what's going on, right? And
what's
going
on?
Am I in perimenopause? Am I in menopause? And what's out of balance in me that's causing me to lose my hair or break out?
Something about finding, discovering, uncovering, I'm thinking about what you just said. So the woman says, I don't know what's going on. I don't know even what to do. So I'm taking this. I'm cooking, doing that. So they're totally lost.
They can educate themselves about their body rather than having a doctor tell them.
And clearly the ones that are coming to hear you speak are not getting results from their conventional approach, right?
Mm-hmm.
They think the alternative is BHRT, but you're saying it's beyond BHRT.
Yeah, beyond BHRT. That's good.
Yeah, but a lot of people are, okay, so maybe this is your clientele. Will every woman on premenopause or menopause understand what that is?
They no, for my,
control.
I think a lot of the time for my client market, I'd have to say beyond HRT.
HRT,
but a lot of them haven't even heard of BHRT.
They don't even know what that is, yeah.
Okay.
Beyond hormone replacement.
Yeah.
You don't have to use acronyms because you deal with confusion.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
that's
some
true.
People, oh, okay, but they will know what hormone replacement is, and I'm like, oh, maybe I need that.
Yeah.
What do you mean beyond? So maybe I can go through this talk and learn about what the hell that is and what more is for me to learn.
And I think take back control would be a phrase you might want to use in this.
Yes.
Place.
Mm-hmm.
Take back
mm-hmm.
control of your body.
Yeah. Take back. Because I think that women on menopause, and I don't know, right? They are trying to restore at least 1 out of 10 things. I mean, if they get 1 out of 10 things, they're happy.
right? It seems like it.
They want to sleep. They just don't want to be wet all night long.
Right.
Don't want hot sweats. You don't want to lose all your hair. You want to be able to sleep.
So I think, you know, control and going back to if we're trying to like, you know, maybe loosely look at the adversary, it would be loss of control of your body. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be a person.
Yeah.
It's a what, but the loss of control, age-related loss of control, the ticking time, and this may not be something, this may be something you can transform them not to fear it, but the passage of time, right? The time, the clock is ticking type of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Ticking time bomb.
And yeah. Allie, do you have a few testimonials that people have written for you?
For your Not really.
Can you, because it would be nice to have the words out of the people's mouth that you want. Are there maybe a relationship that you have with certain, I want to say five women, that you actually can call and say, hey, I'm just trying to, you know, narrowing down, ask specific questions about how they felt working with you and how, you know, how was the before and after? Because they're going to feed in the words that you're looking for. They're going to feed in. Are there about maybe five or so, or even if you start with one?
Not really.
No? What do you mean not really?
My best testimonial has decided that I haven't done them any good at all, but, you know, she gave me brilliant testimonials a year ago, but now she's decided, because she didn't follow my process, and because I was only following up with her every 6 months, and because she didn't get the message about changing the thyroid dose, so now she's gone off on one. And
How many people have you?
Yeah.
You have helped a lot of people.
No? No.
What do you mean? When you practice, don't you see people a lot?
No. I've had maybe 5-10 patients.
Okay, 5-10 patients. Well, that's 5-10 patients. I think you're underestimating.
Let's move on from that because there's enough of a general bank.
The testimonials in summary.
Around this that we can go through. Yeah. Right. Let's do you have anything more?
No, going back to the enemy or the
adversary.
Nobody's able to say that word ever again.
It's the FDA that has the mentality that if somebody needs a vitamin and doesn't bring the money, and so then actually there are bills in the way to remove herbs and vitamins so they will not be able to be over the counter. And because at my research council, so with each phase through the research, the drug company has to go and pay a huge fee to the pharma. Every time they apply, when they apply for a new drug application, there's a $2 million fee. Well, so that's what pays the salaries of FDA. So it's huge. It is the conflict of interest.
People do not know that.
They don't know it.
And so,
that's where the education
is. So that's why, for example, when Linus Pauling came and said, hey, you know, if you talk to you, all your patients with high dose vitamin C, nobody will be paralyzed. Well, at the same time, Salk comes and says, hey, you know, here's my vaccine. And everybody says, yay, vaccines. And FDA never mentioned any of the case studies that I was presented in front of all of them. And nobody knows about it. And that feeds also back into the vaccines where people just simply do not know the research. And so then they think, oh, that's what you're evil.
They also don't know.
No, you don't know the research.
Right.
So this is your key area, right? This is the education that you need to get across to people, right? Yeah. And I think we'll get to this little short program because people need to know. And it all comes back to down to your freedom. Your freedom is being threatened.
Yeah.
So even if they don't know what's going on with the FDA, it's the fact that the FDA is trying to take away your freedom. So the other thing is you can create an enemy. So, you know, as you're going through, you can create this enemy. So they're going, oh my God, the FDA is doing that, and they're around, that big pharma is doing that. And then you get the people who are really gravitating on your side. So there's a lot of ways to do it.
I know for myself, as I was listening, it's like, who would the enemy be? But these are women that are kept busy because they have to have it. They think they have to have a job. I'm not saying they don't have to. I'm just saying that our society, our culture has developed this persona that you have to always be busy and has to always be, because you have to have an income to have all these things.
The expectation.
And then it's an education. So the message, because I was looking at my website and I have like right front and center, remember the truth of who you are. And that's kind of my message. And I go through in here and say that, you know, what they have in me is that I'm a researcher, that I have knowledge of herbs and Chinese medicine and nutritional endocrinology. But the main thing is I'm an avid researcher who will find
your answers.
Find the answers. And what makes me unique is I've also been studying medical astrology. Not to many people.
So there's a unique, there's some unique stuff. And if that's the audience that you're going after, that
I don't want to say that, because that freaks people out. But.
Okay. If there's enough of an audience who's into astrology that's looking for medical astrology, then that's a good thing. And there are times when you're going to speak in front of a group like that becomes the uniqueness of you. I think the uniqueness is pulling all these aspects, physical research, left brain research, plus the Chinese medicine, Eastern, and pulling all that together.
And it's the research that's, I've discovered all these pieces because I want to help people remember who they are. And who they are, who people truly are healthy, clear thinking, energetic beings.
That's who we are entitled to be.
Exactly.
And we got messed up, some of us, from the second we were born, and got a bottle of formula stuck in our
mouth.
And then a needle stuck in our
arm. Created by this enemy.
Right?
It was created by this
So there's two ways to think about the enemy, right? Some of it is they already know who it is and they're there looking for something else. And then it's you create that through your talks, through them getting to know you, and they realize, okay, I'm sticking with Maria because she's against
this. Yeah, I just feel like sometimes you have to be really careful because, at the end of the day, I think all of us here want to help people.
Right.
And we don't want to make them think that we're extremists in some ways.
No.
You know? And so, for example, you attract a certain clientele because of where you are and the way your message is. I don't want to attract the McDonald's type of guy, you know, or girl. Right? I mean, far beyond. I don't think any of us would be able to attract those. But, for example, when we start talking about, you know, and the farm and the this and the that and the that, you know, you have to be willing to take some.
Well, you have to be careful.
You have to be careful because people might go actually totally reverse. If they were getting into the health and wellness, all of a sudden, like, whoa.
No.
So we have to get them slowly into this, how can I help you? But also in the middle way, you know, say, well, you're taking this medication. This medication also interferes with that. And said, oh shit, I didn't know that. So, there's different ways now we can balance this.
Absolutely.
Right? So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want you to think I'm telling you to think about an enemy in terms of that's how you're going to present to people. But it's the way you're presenting that they go, oh wow, she's really got my back. He's really got my back.
Like, that this has been a problem for me, and I really want to, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's just a way for us to think about it as we're creating our message, not to say, oh yeah, Big Pharma's the enemy.
Oh yeah, I
right.
They're in big trouble with that.
But these are, they are powerful. They're powerful, right? And they will show
you. Oh, they're feeding you too.
Right.
Industry has.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to, I'm going to explain this. We can take a little break and then we're going to break up into groups. And Allie, you can work with Lynn on this. How's that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And pull this, I'll give you each what prompts and we'll go through this. Actually, I think we'll do it step by step. So basically, let's take a quick break. All right. Go to the bathroom, like 10 minutes. And then we'll come back, and then I'll explain this. We'll break up into pairs. How about you two and you two? Work?
Sure.
Yes, and then you and Allie. All right? And then what we're going to do is we're going to actually, in a very short form, you'll have to go back and fill in the details, but at least get a skeleton of a program that you could actually at least start thinking about making an offer. You know, like $297, 7-week kind of program. Right? Easy, quick. With what you know already, with not a lot of extra stuff, but really going to take you through some steps to actually hone in on what the content.
Are you there, Allie? No, she took a break.
Okay.
What is that? So let me give you a little tour of what I have here. So we have some protein powders on this side. All these things. And really these are the collagen support proteins that I'm just checking out. I really like that one. Drained out. Then we have greens. Bunch of greens here, and then we have mushrooms, mushroom blends, and then we have some herbs that you can mix in, depending on what. Passion flower, grape. That should be already great. Yellow dot, turmeric, and you just make a drink and throw some of these extras, whatever you feel you're gravitating towards.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, and we have artichoke leaves. Do we put them, is this like, how do we blend them up, or do we just use
them?
So,
we here, get a mug.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, if you're going to do hot water.
Oh, you put a mug in there.
Some hot water. Oh, yeah, you can get your glass. That's right. Everybody can wash it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Wash your glass mug, and then you can use that and do this, stir it up. And then there's sweeteners here, flavors here, like lemon peel, cacao, and cinnamon.
Not usually, there's only a few people that can eat this whole time. You're not one of them.
Me?
I'm not one of them.
She just wants nobody to eat it because she wants
I know.
To eat it all. She just eat it down.
Is that
Z natural?
Yeah.
And then over here is like, do we have some emergency stuff if anybody gets tummy aches or whatever? There's marshmallow, DGL, charcoal tablets, and slippery elm. Mm-hmm. And then there's some nutrients. And if anybody has an histamine reaction, we have some straight quercetin, magnesium, and then seaweed and...
Yeah, and do you order all this stuff from a bunch of different places, or where do you get like your powder?
Most of the powder herbs I get either from Mountain Rose, the extracts I get from Z Natural, or this company that sells on Amazon called Micro Nutrients. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is supposed to be really good for betaine, for stomach acid, but also for moving bile.
Yeah,
and
help me.
Yeah,
the
beast at home
in my face. I haven't done that yet. And then I'm going to work for this segment, but I will be posting the Otter transcription of the two sessions I've been in so far into the NEPA group.
Awesome. Yeah, she can post it for us. Okay. So what the cool part about it is, if as soon as it's done, the very second you have a link and you can give that to someone. If you go back and you start to read the transcript, you'll get to a point where you go, okay, that was kind of machine language weirdness. What does that mean? The otters are on the roof? I don't think I said that. And you press like right there with your clicker, or if it's an iPad with your finger, and it will just play the voice part of that.
So you then
play the whole thing.
It's free for 600 minutes?
600 minutes a month, yeah. And then it's $10 a month for 6,000. I don't think any of you need 6,000. I haven't ever used
one. Well, I got a student one. It was $4.99 a month for students if you just show. So if anybody's taken any classes.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. You just show your ID and then they give it to you.
And then they give a speaker for you. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to outline a program. And this is like kind of to draw out of you. So if you just do this yourself, you can do this exercise just yourself. But if you have somebody else that's drawing it out of you, but also giving feedback. So the first question is like, what do you most want to teach? Right? And you're going to do this with each other. So you'll turn to Julie
on there, or like a different page. Or...
yeah, you can do that. Right below that. Actually, pull it up and I'll just go through what I wrote there and you can erase it. So what I wrote up here was rules for our... when we do our hot seats or love seats, first thing is connection. Like while somebody's speaking, like really connect with them, look them in the eye, and really connect with their heart and who they are. The next one is contribution. So when we get to that point of the discussion, well, they say, what do you have? Is there something you have to contribute? It hasn't already been. We don't want to just repeat the same things over, just hear yourself speak. But if you have something to add. And then confidentiality. So everything that's said in this room stays in this room. So you're not going to go, Maria's going to start a program to do this and that and the other thing. No, Maria can tell whoever she wants, but we're not going to go tell anybody about that. Did you know what Maria did when she was 14 years old? No, whatever happens in this room stays in this room. And then completion. And a lot of times we get excited and we want to complete somebody's sentence for them, or... we don't allow them to get to completion because we have all these great ideas. So it's like staying present, staying calm. If you have ideas while they're, just jot it down. And then when they're finished and when we're sharing, you can share your ideas. So just letting people finish. That's basically the rule of our engagement. Okay. So yeah, you can erase that and write these questions up. So I would say that let's kind of move maybe tables out of the way or whatever. And just kind of sit close together, looking at each other, a connection, right? So you're close together, so you don't have to lean in too far and here. And you can even, it's a big room, so you can go to the other end of the room as well. Sit on the floor, pick up cushions, however you want to do it so that, you know, it's open. Yeah, so I'll finish that. So we're going to put up the questions here, and I'll give you some time to put the questions up, and then I'll go, okay, let's switch to the next question. Let's switch to the next question, and then I'll ask it, and then you can basically answer it to each other. And it'll just be one at a time, though.
Oh, okay.
Rather than back and forth.
For each person?
I think it'll be about 15 minutes. But I'll be guiding you all the way through. And maybe you won't.
But we're switching, right? I
mean, you're going to switch. So 15 minutes each person. No, but I'm going to guide you through that. So don't worry about it. Just like really get in. I'll let you go with what you most want to teach. And then I'm going to say, okay, if you're not finished with that question, let's move on to the next. And the next part is, who's your ideal client? Most of you, we just went through that piece. So it should be just speaking it out loud to each other. And then what are they hungry for? And so I'll go through these questions. And you'll help each other. If Julie's stuck and you have some ideas or you have some questions that can pull something out of her, you can help her and help each other, right? That way it's much better than just sitting in a vacuum in a room going, oh, I got this great program. Let's buy it, you know, as opposed to bouncing ideas. And yeah, so we're going to get further along, but that's just the outline of the steps. But those first two, at least, should only take us a couple of minutes. And then we'll move on to the third one because we've already gone through that. Is that making sense, Allie?
Yeah.
And you're going to work with Lynn on it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and Lynn's going to write the questions. I'll write the questions up there and then you'll go off to work with Allie.
Okay.
All right. And I'll just write the first couple up and I'll write them right before I'm going to speak it. Okay?
Okay. So we have 15 minutes altogether for just the two questions.
No, the whole set of questions.
That's what I was
watching. Yeah, I'm gonna go. Yeah, but you're gonna go, and I'm gonna say, okay, let's go to this, and I'm gonna just keep feeding you the questions throughout. So I'll keep you moving along.
Okay.
And again, know that you're not gonna 100% finish it, but it's gonna give you a good skeleton to be moving along, and then we can go into our love seats with you've got some ideas that maybe, oh, is this a good idea for my program, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. If that's what you want to work on, if there's something else you want to work on, that's fine too. And hopefully you've written down on your sheet a little bit of some ideas. And if you haven't, we'll do that. Okay? All right. So start with, what do you most want to teach?
You can't see me, can you?
Allie?
Yep.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I am actually in front of you. I can look at you. You just don't see it because...
Because it's focused on Rita Marie.
Yeah.
So we can see the questions.
All right, so
can I do that?
What do you most want to teach?
Oh, we've got loads of things. You know me and my bright right now, I want to get my menopause system back up and running, and I want to teach.
So, as you're thinking about who do you want to teach?
Improve their menopause
system. Change this to who do you want to teach it to?
Okay, so you want to focus on women who
are
having
going through all three
difficult
with one person, or are we going back and forth?
Time
we're
going to
menopause.
I didn't even know it. It was like all of a sudden I realized that I hadn't had any cycles for a few months. So I'm gone through menopause. That was it. So I'm not your ideal client, right?
No. So what I wrote first of all, my ideal client-y bit was quite interesting because I added in something that I gleaned from Juicy Marketing. It's business women in their 40s and 50s, and I will add now, who are struggling with menopause symptoms.
And that may depend on what their goals are.
Okay. And I know you're probably recording this and I'm recording this too, so
you'll really make sure. Ready for change, eager to work with me, and ready to invest.
So as you expand on this, go from what do you most want to teach? Who do you want to teach it to? And what results are they most hungry for?
Craving. Okay. Yeah, and you can hear that, right?
So the results they are craving, the results they are hungry for are to be able to sleep through the night, to be able to wake refreshed in the morning, to have an end to frequent
hot flashes and sweats that undermine their self-confidence and stop them being on their game and achieving what they want to in life. And to rekindle their relationships through control of the mood swings, improvement in their memory, and improvement in their vaginal
So I have a question for you. Because they can go to an NHS doctor and get a pill, and that might help you achieve that, right? If they went to an NHS doctor, could they help them with that?
Stuck? Yeah, possibly.
Okay. So what sets you apart from that, from going to the NHS?
The reason they're eager to work with me is because I help them to understand their body more. I help them to understand their symptoms and what's causing their symptoms, so that they can put together a lifestyle plan that is personalized to them, but that is empowering.
Okay.
Using more natural approaches.
Okay.
So we're looking for more natural approaches now.
Yeah, I think that's a key piece, is that you'll be using that more natural approach. And, you know, my experience with women is that they don't know what they don't know. They don't even realize that they don't understand their own bodies.
Yeah.
And,
they're educated.
So where would you? Well, I'm not probably getting ahead of myself here. Never mind. So you most want to teach, empower women to know who they are, what their body is, how it functions, but not in not such a detail that you know in a way that they can understand it. It's not like they have to be a medical doctor to understand this. And that empowers them to make choices for themselves in their food and their lifestyle and other pieces. So after they work with you, they have this understanding and it helps them to wake up in the morning. It helps them to wake up as themselves in the morning, not some hot, sweaty, brain fogged, limpy rag.
They're not, why are they not eating well? Because they get stressed out and overwhelmed. They just toss it to the baby, so they don't prioritize their meal. Just to eat day.
Which is normal.
And they're probably eating more than they should be, because they're not eating. For example, yeah, and they're not.
I'm assuming you're writing. You look like you're writing.
Yeah. I've written.
They don't know.
Busy women in their 40s and 50s who are excited to work with me and ready for change and to invest in that. But in a
they're excited. They're excited to work with you.
Why?
Not necessarily about nutrition. Okay. Educated people. They've got.
Is it more than that they're excited to work with you? Is they're excited to finally understand this amazing body they have and not feel betrayed by it because of sweaty hot flashes and sleepless nights and a brain that just doesn't take them through the day?
Everything's in my
head. So it's not so much, I mean, I'm not trying to say you're not important, but this is what they're excited for.
So,
and excited that you're bringing it to
them. They're worried about fashion, but they care about their appearance, and they know they need to be better, they know they need to be exercising more, but they're not really doing it. And they're obviously loving what they need to
And what
results are becoming.
Yes, so when you finish with that, and you feel like you get a handle for what they're hungry for.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go through your process, and think about this, if it's 7 week or, you know,
short,
right?
Yeah.
I think introducing them and giving them the basic information and foundation, which would that deepens.
And I put rekindle the fire in their relationships.
That,
absolutely.
That, that's
the part you don't mind getting hot and sweaty.
Yeah, there.
Although with burning pain, you might not want to make it fire.
Well, but see if everything's working okay.
Yeah. So I put, you discover lost self-confidence.
There you go. Be hot and sweaty in the right places. I'm sorry.
And re-energize as well, I put in. What's different for them? I can't quite focus on that. What's different for them?
So we've got.
They want to go. So this is the first three.
So who you want to teach? What
is what they've been doing?
Who do you want to teach?
We did that.
What's your ideal client? Yeah. Who do you want to teach it to? What are they hungry for? Next week, what's different for them at the destination? So we go through this 7 week. Ever. And what's actually different?
Yeah.
And then if you can come up with out of that, distill that to three essential words. But first just explore it and then distill it down to three essential words.
Yeah. I think we've started that. I know we haven't done the three essential words, but
you want to, is what I say, like you want to give them enough tools that they can go off.
So I caught the number four, what's different for them when they reach their destination? And then the five is what are. What are the three words that explain their results?
Yeah. Like really juicy, hot, emotional. But do explain.
Maybe not hot.
No. Yeah, now maybe
juicy.
But yeah, so once just really explore the destination, and then as you do so, you'll be able to pull out like what are the three big words that you can use. I mean, it can be five if you want, but just try to distill it down to the ones that are going to really move them. To make a decision.
Okay. You know, think of if you were
going to go on vacation and you look at one of those posters and it says, go to Italy. And it says, why? You know, why do you want to go? Or to the Greek islands, you know, rest, relaxation. Blah blah blah, and that's the destination.
Yeah,
the
results.
Yeah,
actually, the results, empowerment, knowledge, motivation, operation. I kind of stumbled, but
that's okay.
You wrote the three, I think.
Okay.
So now,
you are.
Just a minute, Lynn.
You're done.
A subtitle and keep the title to be like ideally three words, right? Action word in two words, right? Or at least it starts with an action. Starts with an action.
Yeah,
right? Or in the subtitle to be a little more descriptive. Yeah. And come up with like 3 to 5. I'm just like 50 or 75. Just keep writing until you find something.
Verbs, I mean.
But if a title, like what would you call this, you know, anxiety no more, I'm spoken
about. Yeah,
anxiety no more, overcoming, you know, creating calm, actually, I think the title.
Sorry about that, Natalie just got back from being out. Okay. So I've written, so it's sort of what's different for them when they reach their destination.
Describes the results.
They sign up. I sign up to work with you, and they take me through like a 7 week course or something. How am I going to be different at the end than I am at the beginning?
Peaceful.
When you're going to be empowered with knowledge,
is that what I really want?
No. You're going to be empowered with a real understanding of your body and what choices had brought you into that place. But the thing is, that's not going to sell it because they don't want to feel that they are responsible.
Right. And so, because again, these are people who can go, you know, they can go to the NHS and give a pill and get reasonably close to this. And, but it still comes down to the fact they want to be.
For me, it was just the
cool, center my body, dry and refreshed and
inspired.
And, but, because really, that's their immediate pain, right? They want to reclaim the life that they used to have. But this time they can do it from a seat of being empowered, and they get to make a choice.
Well, the title can be something like, sometimes it can be from X to Y.
So it's like a second chance at their new life. At this time, you're in the driver's seat with a roadmap that has all the directions and all the
so just like
the resting spots.
Yeah. Don't try to judge them. Just write down what you what you call it.
They all sound like,
but that's always good. You know.
Okay, so I've written empowered, inspired, re-energized. Okay. 10 years younger and have a second chance to love my
exhibit.
The roadmap to health.
That would resonate.
Okay. How does that feel for you? I mean, I've just been throwing ideas. I mean,
right.
I know. I think about that. I always have one word.
So look at
two words.
The exploring title.
And literally,
I feel like I have.
We're doing the bullet point.
So the three words.
The three words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. I mean,
and then from there, you're going to come up with four, five, or ten words. Time we have here, 35. Like, so what are your possible titles? Short
words,
not cutesy. Results driven. Maybe three words is ideal. Five words, but.
Yeah.
That describes what they want. And then you can have a subtitle that's a little bit more detailed.
Inspired to what?
Right?
You heard that. So you're going for your title for your program that incorporates these ideas you're talking about.
Okay, well, in that case, I could put joyful, sexy menopause.
Inspired to create.
You know?
Joyful, sexy menopause just never quite got me, but when I went through menopause, it wasn't. It was a non-event, so I'm really not a good person to. But I do know.
I've had people saying they don't want to feel sexy. They had enough of that when they were younger. That's very interesting, though, isn't it?
Depressing.
Simple.
That's really depressing. So maybe they don't want to go. Maybe they don't want to reclaim that youthful person they were. But the idea of that idea of who we think that youthful person is what they want. They want.
Because they don't care.
They want miracle. They want. They want to be able to wake up and not be sweating and continue to sweat. I mean, that piece is the biggest piece from what I've heard from people. They want to have energy. They want that energy.
Yeah, joyful, re-energized, and youthful.
Be the change.
But do they even know what joyful means?
Create the change towards that.
Yeah.
You know, personally, I'm trying to keep it really real. It's because everybody uses joyful and blah, 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 blah. And you, from my knowledge of you, you're keeping it real. It's not real and ugly. But, you know, real life. What is your real life? You know, these are, again, everything though is coming from this place that they know that as when they go through this program, you are going to be empowering and teaching them so they can make these choices. So that's kind of your subtitle. But what all of that's leading them to is a real life that has a sense of ease.
Unstuck and unsucks.
Yeah, has clarity.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that guy has an amazing website.
It's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm just throwing things out. I mean, this is your ideal client. You know better than I do. But I'm just...
Yeah, I kind of like the kitschiness
because, quite honestly, I get really tired of seeing some of these menopause programs out there. And it almost denigrates women because we all want to be...
So creative.
You know, we all want to be... Oh, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, fluffy or something. And it's quite honestly, no, I want to live my life, my real life. Does that make sense? And that could make you different.
I hear what you're saying, that joyful, sexy menopause is too airy-fairy. It's like talking about goddesses, although that would polarize the audience. I don't think it would attract the people who are serious about getting their health on track because they'd be too busy concentrating on the law of attraction and stuff.
Correct.
I love, you know, I've always felt that my mission is to empower and inspire.
It is.
So, but empower and inspire are really important words for me. They were.
What are you empowering and inspiring them to do? To be.
To love life and live it. To live life on their terms. But I know that's too vague.
Life?
It doesn't do much.
You know, real life isn't a TV show.
Create the change.
Real life.
Yeah, but isn't that too down to earth and,
Right, no, I'm not trying to make
real life.
I'm not trying to make it depressing.
I think that would just wouldn't attract people. It's too normal. It's too boring.
Okay.
And I don't think that's going to draw people into me.
Okay.
Yeah. Anxiety.
I was trying to give you ideas that aren't so far-fetched.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, that when you say joyful, sexy menopause, people sort of might say, oh, get on with you. Of course that's not going to
really? Happen. Exactly. Seriously? Like, seriously? So when you look at the people that you have worked with,
I think it's probably group.
What is it they want? What were they working for?
I'm struggling with, create the change to unstuck for
what? Well, really, in terms of the hormones, they only come when they recognize that something is due to menopause, so when they get hot flashes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where education-based marketing comes in.
Right. So something that says, something that says understanding that menopause is more than hot flashes.
Possibilities of title and subtitle.
Things you may not realize your hormones.
But that's more like, that's not for the course itself though, is it, Lynn? That's more for the teasers, the lead magnets, the free webinars. Drawing people in—that's where the education-based marketing comes in.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's right.
So programs. I was thinking initially.
Three words to explain their results. Empowered, energized, and inspired. And I know that doesn't isn't specific to physical symptoms.
Oh,
so much of it is mental as well.
And it's not the only good result. 7 weeks is like.
But again, what is it they're going to come to you for?
And it's long enough. If you have just like a 2 or 3 week program.
Refreshingly inspired.
Are you?
Or refreshingly empowered.
That's doing one webinar a week and then
We're not up to that.
Inspired and clarity.
That's totally one possibility, and it's an easy possibility. That's right. And you
What was one of the other words? Because energy is another one.
Re-energized or energized.
The steps are, what the modules are. But as you create
from sun up to sundown,
you're gonna go, oh man, this question. Oh, that's not, I was gonna go right into this. They're not ready for that. My next thing can be going to this.
And I have a whole lesson plan of just some ideas for,
That's what we're gonna go.
5 week.
So we're gonna go from the title and the subtitle to outlining the steps. Like, okay, what are the steps you would take? So say somebody's sitting in front of you, face to face. What are the steps you would take them through, right? They've signed up for. So what do you want to do with that? What do you think the steps you need to take them through to get to the destination? So from where they are to our motivation.
So what about you, Lynn? Should we be talking about your course now?
No.
I'm not in that way. Are you sure?
Yes. Understand where
I actually have a pretty good idea of mine.
Yeah, assess your best. Assess, you know, maybe it's a 3-day assessment of your
life and do a diet, right? And you explain the reason that that's important.
Yeah.
And
foods for you
and foods that throw your hormones on and no transmitters.
Right. So,
you're introducing them to your process and helping them get assessments.
Assessments and then 3-day diet journal or diet diary.
So, what would you want to call this program using those three words?
For each person, right? So,
what would be the main steps if you want to take somebody who's, let's just say they're on the Standard American Diet, and you want to help them to harness their
Well, certainly all of this is better than the menopause success system, which I had before, and is utterly boring and not attractive at all. I still think Joyful Sexy Menopause has some clout, but I do hear what you say, that it's a bit flippant, and other people have said that as well, so I've got a branding expert in my networking group that says that's too flippant for your target market if your target market are corporates and professionals.
What are the steps to getting a grip on your life or identifying
the real life the menopause that never existed. Sorry? The menopause that never existed.
Living a calm, productive life. Something like that. That's keeping you from living.
You know, didn't you do something once about sailing through menopause?
Yes, I mean, that's my free feedback that I'm working on. Simple steps to sail through menopause with confidence.
You want to,
you know, talk about a destination. Sail through menopause.
So, you sort of play on that, because I've always loved that.
Yeah, sail through menopause to become joyful and sexy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think when we want to go on vacation, our destination usually is joyful and sexy.
Critical for any mental health condition. They're going to have to, you know, very processed food. They're going to have to start to eat the antioxidant rich diet, protein fiber.
So the 7 simple steps one is like my lead magnet.
Maybe just balance your body, balance your...
How about sail through menopause jumpstart for the first thing?
You're trying to go into marketing.
I'm not a fan of the word jumpstart. It's a workshop, it's a retreat, it's just, I was just using Kendall Summerhawk's framework for it.
I know.
5 hours, I've just been out running that.
So,
but because it's more than a jump start, isn't it?
So what do you do with that?
Well, it's to distinguish it from the 7-week course. This is just a half day.
Oh,
yeah. The jumpstart is a half day, and then that sells to my 7-week course.
Yeah. Libraries. Yeah. All the adult, you know, and then here's how you do it. Right.
So what is the name of your actual course?
Well, how do you remember? It's Joyful Sexy Menopause Jumpstart, and then Joyful Sexy Menopause Course.
Writing needs a rainbow.
Okay.
I think a lot of people might sell through menopause. I always have done.
That's yeah. I remember that. I remember liking it.
We'll have a step.
Yeah, so sell through menopause.
Right now, the Russian is why now? Why now? Why now?
Get one of you. Sorry, American. Sell through menopause. I still think, because you've got to distinguish between that and the main course and the 12 month inner circle. It needs to be something like Jumpstart to demonstrate that it really is just.
Yeah.
The jumpstart. So jumpstart retreat. No, that's too many words. Boot camp is too much like hard work.
Is there a word that fits in with the sale?
Connection.
You know, what do people do when they're before they sail or, you know, in the beginning of a voyage?
Connection
with
the big one.
Yep. I wouldn't know. I'm not a sailor, so maybe I shouldn't be using this. Something like preparation.
What's something you do when the cruise first starts, you know?
Probably do some sort of spot check, don't you? But that sounds more like the freebie than the jumpstart course.
That could be more than one step, right? As you just already said,
I'm just
Now there's some problems that you're going to have to eliminate. So eliminate.
Oh, that's right.
How about you're going to play in
the replace? Yeah, it's the replace part.
Swaps.
And then it's the repair.
Get your tickets to sail through the minute. The your joyful, and sexy menopause.
I don't know. I just feel like there needs to be more. Okay, perfect.
Get your tickets to explore the journey towards your.
No, I need to be snappier than that, and I don't really like get your tickets.
Okay.
And it's
How about a blueprint? Did you say blueprint?
Or? I've used blueprint before. But that's more system, isn't it?
No, it is. But what do you do?
When it doesn't indicate that this is just the starter.
Right. And so that's what I'm saying.
You can say intro, sail through menopause intro.
Well, what do you do when you plan a vacation? What's one of the first things you do? Or when you...
We talk to them about...
Roadmap.
Well, you could say roadmap.
Yeah.
Or that would be under food, right? Or the swaps.
Yeah.
Food swaps
would
be better than that. Yeah. Right. So see how this is when you get yourself out of the mode and you're creating a course into the mode of what are the steps that take you with it. Then you create a course based on those steps. And you don't have to talk in plain old language. You can always juice up the language later, but how would you talk to them? How are they saying? They're not saying, I need to, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, and a lot of them are going to be overwhelmed already because they're already overwhelmed. So what's the first step you can take to start chipping away at the pieces that are going to, when they start putting them all together at the end, hopefully they feel better.
Drink more water.
The beverages are great.
Right? I sort of still feel like the jump start implies that it's only... that it's not going to get the full results with it.
Jump on board.
Right. That was the assessment.
Startup?
Startup would be good. I like startups.
It sounds like an entrepreneurial endeavor then.
Oh, that is true.
Initially, then a food diary. So you just, we have food frequency in the module, the history taking module. Where you just have them check out how often you eat, and see what they're doing.
Or you can invite them to go through and stay.
Yeah, but the diary, let me tell you that
those are hard.
People have paid $10,000 to be in the program. You need to do a diet diary, but community.
Yeah. I do it because I wanted to see that result. I'm like, I need information.
Yeah.
How much am I doing this? So I did it, but it was, I mean, it's forever.
It takes a long time. I mean, there's some software, but that's the chronometer assessment would be more like,
just a whole
frequency. How often are you drinking soft drinks? How often? Three questions that I ask on my main questionnaire.
Yeah.
What was the rate of dementia? What are the three most healthy foods you eat? What are the three worst foods you eat?
That's a good.
How much water are you drinking? And when you get that, and they go, my worst foods of the week are steamed potatoes, cooked broccoli, and apples. And you go, okay, what are your best? You know, and then they go, you know, something like, kale smoothies, and you know, you go, oh, this person really needs help because they're doing really good diet stuff, but there's some real imbalances.
Yeah.
And then they say, my best foods of the week are mashed potatoes and whole bread and whole, non-fat milk, right? Non-fat milk, because that's a big word. And you're like, okay, this person is about 4%. So that's a really great initial question to ask people, and it's very non-invasive.
That's true. And easier than
making
them.
Okay. I've not thought of any more ideas, and my phone is not working. It's doing a Zora-y thing.
Your phone is what?
Well, my phone's got the Otter going. I can't look it up.
Oh.
Have you gotten to the outline steps yet?
I need to. I just feel like before I leave.
She's working on everything that she's working on the titles and
I've already got the steps.
Yeah. You've already got the steps.
Yeah, I already have the steps.
That's right.
You're so I'm going to stick with the same ones, just flick over the surface for the
jump
start and then go deeper for the 7-week course.
Yeah. Okay, so switch when you're ready.
No,
to switch.
I'm,
it's okay.
Okay, so we have
missing out
the steps.
Okay. All right.
So, what do you
want to teach?
I want to teach. Okay, so those are the steps of the
Fire up.
I like fire up.
In spirit, lead, revivify. Never heard of that. Animate, hit the ground running, blaze a trail, energize. So these are verb.
Yep.
Start. Energize, exhilarate, inspire, prompt, rally, wake up, boost, buoy, encourage, push, revamp. About we want South in menopause.
Well,
we don't want it as a verb, really. Revamp, boost.
Physical and mental strength, I like that. I like to feel good. Don't have to necessarily lose weight.
Yes, and exactly. And that actually expands. Right. So there one food then
galvanize, arouse, astonish, energize. Invigorate. Jolt, motivate, animate, innovate, quicken, vitalize, wake, zap, thrill. Okay, let's look up other things. Let's look up boot camp.
You doing
yeah,
the Soros on boot camp?
Yeah, okay. It just talks about military training, so that's no good.
Oh, and, that doesn't help. How about roadmaps?
I'll look up introduction first because it is really an intro, and then we'll look up roadmap. So intro, introduction, debut, launch.
Oh, launch.
Launch. And I know that has other meanings for online marketers, but at the same time, launch goes with sale through menopause.
Yeah.
So
you I like that.
Okay. Induction. Overture. Prelude. Prologue.
Prelude. I still like launch.
Pioneering. Commencement, beginning, baptism, awakening.
And that goes deeper than...
But I think launch goes with self menopause.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay. So...
And do they
answer that? Do they know
what to So launch synonyms for that is nothing really that jumps in place. Pearl, pitch, lance, project, propel, barrage, bombard, send forth, set afloat, set in motion. So sales through menopause.
Now we need what?
Trouble is the dual meanings, you know. Maybe I can create a word, launch start.
That's how I see it.
It's how they, yeah.
Most people don't, most people, at least my experience has been that most people look at launch as in more of the nautical terminology more than the business. People, they're not in business.
Mm. But it depends if I want to target my marketing at entrepreneurs.
Well, that sure, certainly would pique their interest then. They'd at least be looking.
And do they need to be educated about how to, you know, be guided on that?
Yes.
So they are seeking...
What's what are other words for launch?
Other words for launch are fire, barrage, bombard, bung, cast, catapult, discharge, dispatch, drive, eject, fling, heave, hurl, lance, pitch, project, propel, shoot, sling, throw, toss, send forth, set afloat, set in motion.
Propel. I like propel, but that's not a non noun. That's an action. That's a verb. Because you really want a noun.
Yeah.
Although launch, even though it's a noun, has an action word to it.
Yeah, there's more.
Yeah.
So where do you think the roadblock is for them? Like for your ideal busy professional, they try.
I'm looking at a program, but it's talking in terms of agenda, schedule, rather than giving me alternative names for an online program or course. So I'd better put course in and see what that shows.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And that's talking about something completely different too. That's talking about development policy procedure.
So
we could call it the CLT menopause system, but then that's just a system.
Yeah.
But the 7-week course could be the CLT menopause blueprint, couldn't it? The advantage of CLT menopause system or something beginning with S is the what do you call it when you're repeating the consonants?
Right.
So that
like an onomatopoeia type thing.
We're gonna find it very
launch pad.
Launch pad.
Does that work? Or is that getting you in that direction?
The foundation or the...
I know, you're like, I don't know, it's almost 11:30. I'm really tired.
That summarizes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, empowerment, choice, empowerment, and inspiration.
So I just want to give you some suggestions when you get to outline these steps.
I was, and I like the idea with the
words in there, so.
The sailing and everything, because it has that aspect of freedom and destination and just a I feel refreshing when I talk about, you know, sailing. It has that take me away aspect to it.
Which whereas joyful, sexy menopause feels like pressure.
Right. True.
It feels like I'm under pressure. When I might just want to inspire and empower.
Yeah.
Live the second half of my life in a meaningful way.
Right.
Okay. So you're in power so that. So it's
are you doing
choices so that.
Direction help.
Yeah.
Do you want some direction?
I think there's a problem with the dual meaning of launch.
What?
So we're working on the idea of sailing through menopause.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't the word, we're trying to find an adequate word. I came up with launch pad that fits with sailing. Because the Navy road map that still doesn't
was it really real
word? What's the word for this, like in the title?
Yeah. Because this is like the first part of the journey.
Yeah.
So the sail through menopause jump start is how we started. I mean, it's just the half day virtual program followed by an upselling to the sail through menopause program.
So is this how the launch, we were talking about a word instead of jump start, because I actually personally feel like jump start's used. It's used a lot. So, and when you think of a ship, you think of it launching. So that's why together we came up with this idea of launch pad.
But the problem I have with launch is it's dual meaning to anybody who does any sort of online.
You know, that's not going to be your typical client.
But she was thinking maybe she directs some of her marketing towards
towards the entrepreneurs. Yeah. So, so a sale, so that's set sale.
Well, well.
So let me.
So
this is got the sailing part.
Exactly, Maria.
You know, it's that word that you use instead of. Blueprint or boot camp, or
I'm changing.
You know, so it's sailing
in
your
and the name of it.
In the name of it, so what they can, what this is in part of the journey. So she's got sailing through menopause now, kind of a thing.
Vibrancy in home, that's
I think Sailing Through Menopause is a fine title, and then the subtitle can capture some of that.
Oh, that's cool.
Your, you know, seven essential steps to...
Yes, I'm writing, but I...
Blah, blah, blah.
Yes, but it's slow, that's what it says.
I don't think it has to have that.
But I would differentiate.
I don't think it has to. I think...
Because the title of the other marketing plan program are going to be different.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't... It sounds like this is like the half day type of workshop.
So this is a half day workshop,
and then yeah. She's moving into her course.
You see what you're saying? So this isn't a course. This isn't a program. This is preceding program.
That's what I was thinking. Launchpad.
And then the 7 week program is also called Sail Through Menopause, but called Sail Through Menopause Program, like that.
Sales for Menopause Program. So this would be launch
intro or jumpstart.
Yeah.
Be your expert. And then the rest.
It's a half day workshop. I think it could have something totally different. I'm not a big fan of having a preview call or a something that's going to offer it have the same name as the program.
Okay.
Having it be something different, and then you introduce the concept during there about sailing through menopause, and then it becomes a natural name to the program.
Right.
Right. So it's the menopause, relief menopause.
You know, you, like, what do you do when you get ready for our journey? Like, if you're going on a cruise.
Thrive is a verb.
You know,
you also
throw stuff in the suitcase. The night before.
But the thing is you do prepare. So, you know, there's this idea that this is...
Yeah, but I think it needs to be, if this is going to be a kind of like a preview call, but more of a half-day workshop that builds intimacy,
right.
It has to happen exactly in and of itself.
Yeah. Right. Now, I was just thinking so, we thrive in a life.
But you can still do that.
Thrive.
What are the things that you need to do? To further understand and try both ways, menopause, your body, and why this, like to use the calories.
Well, what are your steps? Well, what's your result? What's the result of them attending this 4-hour workshop as a result? What's the
just the workshop, they've got a deeper understanding of the complex hormone relationships that cause their symptoms.
Go cook these things.
So that
there's an education about these foods and then here's
the I can understand as we get
and they have 7 steps to take, 7 action steps to take, you know, 1 for each of the sections of my longer program. Start to bring about to improve their hot flashes and sleep through the night.
Understanding what you're missing.
Okay. It's kind of like what I put together as my, what did I call it? The that was the energy jumpstart. Every day one energy jumpstart.
Yeah.
Which is a launch pad basically for all the other projects.
What's the one thing?
I would come up with a different name. So the goal of this is to help them to, start to see some relief from their menopausal symptoms.
Yeah.
They don't care about understanding. I mean, you want them to, and you're going to give them that, but that's not what they, people don't spend their time to try to understand something.
They like to
read a book to understand it. Right? But I would also, I would lead with some of the 7 hormone imbalances, something along those lines. Yeah. 7 hormone imbalances that.
Oh, yeah. 7 because I get it over
the right here. 7.
Like this is going to be a really long thing. And so, what about the top 3? You know, and then in the subtitle, you can put up the 7.
No, you have to put it in the
Okay.
So this is really what we're working on is something different than what everybody else is doing. Right? So you were, the course, you already had that outlined. So this is actually the preview
to the course, which is, you know, the next step where we're going to work on the call. But this would be, you know, when we're doing, I like the top three little known hormone imbalances
that are making you hot, sweaty.
Yeah.
This is what I can do.
Not able to move through your day or something like that.
Yeah, either that or you can describe the menopause symptoms or that are creating your menopause symptoms.
Right.
That make for a messy menopause.
Yes. They keep you hot, sweaty, and not able to sleep at night.
Love it. Still transforming.
Right, because that's really, that's when you're doing a preview call, you do those longer, but like the course itself has that nice short snappy phrase, sailing for menopause or sales for menopause, which is more active versus passive. So I think if you come up with that and then you just focus on, this was what we're going to talk about, like leading up, but we're running out of time, so we're not going to talk about it today, but is what do they have to believe? What do they have to feel? In order to say, oh my God, I need to keep going with this. I need to sign up for this program. And so, the top three little, you know, when I say most overlooked or little recognition, hot, sweaty, and three is always a good one.
Hot, sweaty, and
unable to
sleep through the pain.
Okay. Yeah, something like that. And then you basically use that to develop the 3 points. So it's the top three. And then you can each one of those would then have what it is, why it's important,
what's happening,
and how they can do something different to get it into balance.
Right.
A couple of steps. So I wouldn't even go through the seven. I wouldn't even body with all seven. I would just pick 3 things. And then after the third one, make the third one the one that's most likely going to lead into the course.
Like Kellen Rush's work.
Yeah, Kellen Rush's
work.
Right. Because it makes it so much simpler to present webinars
and
do it that way. I've tried them. And then it gets convoluted when you try to do too many, when you try to do 5 or 7. And this is going to be, you'll have the leisure to be able to actually get them to be doing stuff. So if you talk about adrenals, cortisol, right, as one of those, then you can take them through a guided meditation, right, and you can show them some of the things they can do.
Talk about hugging.
And you can talk about hugging, right? And the research
behind
hugging. And, right?
I was like, my.
And you're thinking about this being a 4-hour kind of thing?
No, it's, I've just been working that out. It's basically a virtual VIP day, paid.
This is one-on-one?
No. It's a group virtual VIP day. You remember we discussed it at the last NEPA mastermind group? So
yeah.
It's a $49, $47 thing.
Okay, got it. It's like $47. It's like 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Right? And you want to keep it practical, and you want to keep it moving, you want to keep them, you know.
It was introducing.
We can talk thyroid. And blood sugar. Those are the 3 that you talk about. And then you lead them all into how these lead into imbalances in estrogen, progesterone, and how the adrenals are going to not be able to take over for the ovaries when they do naturally stop working at menopause. And so what we want to do is support that function. And, you know, nutrients and meditation, and you can give them some really good information and then say, this is just
right. You can give them, if you do any type of a handout or something, like you do, you can have, you know, a sheet that has affirmations on them that they can use for their.
If you're going to do a 4-hour, $45, definitely do some handouts that you can get them in advance. And then you can actually have a little quiz that they fill out to identify which of these 3 hormone imbalances they may be most problematic for them.
And you're going to get
Yeah.
It's going to be really good.
Show them how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
And at the end, what they're going to really feel is that,
which I
that they are in the presence of somebody who knows their stuff. So while it's nice that they know how much they read, how much more they know to empower and inspire them, what they're really going to be empowered and inspired is to work with you because they're safe and secure in your presence working with you.
And anytime, you know, somebody can come up with three bullets, four bullets, three bullets, four bullets. The fourth one is always that, you know, how to create a long-term strategy. But everyone do the so that, you know, you're going to learn this and that and the other thing so that you can.
This is a 3-day or 4-day?
Sail through your day.
I went
calm, cool, and refreshed.
And with something like this, you can start the day because you're talking about the hot, sweaty, blah, blah, blah. And most people think it's just, and it is that menopause.
You don't have to worry about changing.
They weren't like, you know, hey, people
are going to talk about that stuff at the beginning of the 4-3 hormone imbalances.
So they would have these dinners and they would supply.
I'll give you my body balance slides. You can try to pull some out of there because I did do a lot of that in there.
They had a banner.
I talked about the top 4 hormone imbalances.
That was a big deal. You know, there was couple hundred people there.
Is this helpful, Allie?
What you can do
is yeah.
Small.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when we try to get too complicated and then you go into and then maybe even the steps of your program, you know, these are 3 of her 7
all the different ways
steps in the program.
Right.
There's 7. These are, you know, a couple of the different techniques and there's more.
Right. And this is what you can do right now.
There's more, and the more is their
understanding that they're not alone, that they have somebody to work with them, and not just tell them what to do.
Many a lot of them.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah. You could do the lifestyle.
Oh,
I can also drop in like Lisa Sasevich does at that point. And you know, you're welcome to come and work with me on 1-on-1 for £26,000 a month. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that positions your pricing then. Yeah.
That
positions the value in the course,
right.
and leads them to realistic expectations for the cost of the 12-month program rather than unrealistic.
Year-long program, whether you do 1-on-1, the steps are going to be kind of the same, and they should be, right? It's just each level is how deep you go with it, and how many sub-steps you get into, and how much 1-on-1 and personalized care you get. So the idea is to have, you know, a 7-week, 9-week order program that you can take people through that actually takes them through like your unique process, your signature process. So when you work with somebody 1-on-1, what's the first thing you do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the first thing I do, I assess. That part of assessment is going to include also their goals, their priorities, you know, why they're...
How are you doing there? That's interesting. It just made me reflect on the first step of my program. I've always felt it a bit wishy-washy because the first step is pause and connect. But if I start off by putting it into context and reinforcing how important managing stress is for hormone balance, including menopause and adrenals and things, makes it more likely that they will then engage with the guided visualization that I go ahead and do.
You know, it's a kind of a back and forth dance here.
What
are they looking for along with what you know will be helpful to them.
Yeah. The steps of my definitive program are pause and connect, understand, nourish, plan, harmonize, energize, and sustain.
You know, and making it really clear that you go through
doing this or
what the result of each piece of that is.
Why is this important that they connect? Why is it important that they do that?
That's what I do.
So, sure, I love meditating. It's all great and everything. How is it going to help me start from me?
Here's like, okay, you're going to take a group. So what are you going to do? Like, what's the first thing that the most important thing you're going to do?
Well, they're going to still
want to assess. Because that's what they're coming here for. If you this is just my experience working with Reed Marie's programs. If you don't show them pretty quick right off the bat what that step is for towards what they're looking for,
I'll make sure that we have
Right.
So it's almost got to be bullet pointed to bring in those new personalities that want to know what you're going to get go.
They crave
this structure.
Each of those steps are helping them to know it's secure.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they just want to stop sweating and being so hot so that they can sleep. So if you can show how each of these steps is bringing them towards that goal, that's what they care about. It's going to be great that you tell them why this is happening.
Because
that's why they're there talking to you. Part of them wants to know. The other part is like, please, just help me stop these hot flashes so you can live my life. But I know that I don't want to take off the pills.
Sorry. There's so much background noise, it's really difficult to take it off.
I know I don't want to take pills.
Right.
You know, so they've got two things that are their deepest feeling. They want to, first and foremost, is they want to stop sweating and get hot so they can sleep and just live their life. But they do want to do it in a natural way. Those are the two things. It's great that they understand it, because once they cool off a little more, they'll probably go back and review some of that material again. But right now, each of your steps has to show them right from the very beginning how that can help them towards that goal. They will meditate 24/7. That will help them to stop being so sweaty.
And the multi collar, I work on the collar on the spectrum of this for them as well. Okay, so what else?
What about like
bowel movements? Oh, yes, I had that on my sheet too. So, yes, okay, we're going to look into, after this, as it did have consultation, whatever, we're going to go through the basics. The cold socks and the vibration might already help with that. So we're going to hopefully control that.
If they can, I know you're getting pretty late there. I must be almost
energy. Right. I also have frustration because I can't scroll up the PDF for the VIP days that I'm trying to do. That's why it took me 40 minutes to get to do my Facebook Live for the skincare group that I'm running today. I'm going to do the gut group.
And
so when does all of this go live?
When does what go live? This?
Yeah. Your workshop.
My aim is June.
Okay. And so this is virtual? Okay.
No. I'm just thinking. I want to categorize. We're going to
You're concentrating more on your side of the pond?
Not really. I might even price it in dollars.
Okay.
So then the next step is I
think more and more people over in the UK are used to buying things in dollars.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I work on their sleep.
I mean, they'd rather it was in pounds, but I can't do both, really.
Right. They should be doing what they could be doing inside.
Not on Kitty Sevens in it.
Will help them.
Definitely. Unless I do completely different launches for the two. Like, I'd have to do different launches for the two if I was doing insulin resistance anyway. Because the blood sugar values being so different. I went to the UK and Canada in one course and USA in the other. I've been thinking about it while I've been listening to IRS. It just makes no sense whatsoever. Trying to work out what the different values mean. Anyway, that aside, for this, it can be one course.
I'm going to let you go on a little bit here because you're really tired and I don't blame you.
I shouldn't be.
Why? We're not shitting on ourselves.
At quarter to midnight.
We're not shitting on ourselves, are we?
Okay, how they're feeling, what they're talking to themselves.
Has this been ashram? Have you seen any deer yet?
Oh, yes.
And peacocks.
And lots of peacocks.
Write down.
Yeah.
And how's Nora? Send her a big hug from me when you see her.
Where do you
She's great.
That they're gonna see,
We miss you.
Like, the mindset's great. We know it's important. Maybe not the best place to be, right? And they may be expecting an exercise. May not be
better. Well, so has this been helpful?
Most people.
Yes, it has.
All right.
It just reinforces how much there is to put together each time, though.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky we've got Rita Marie's framework to build everything on, so, God, there's no excuse.
Yes, ma'am. But see how you feel right now? Because you know you're not there alone. You have somebody there to work alongside you. And that's the same feeling you want to give these people. Right. Who will be attending this workshop?
So, I don't know. I think they mindset.
So that they'll want to continue working with you.
Right? Same stress and fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So kind of embrace that feeling. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Words to describe.
Yeah. Okay. So sleep, stress, and fun. Fun we can do whatever mindsets. That's three. And then if we're going to go to seven steps, then you can make four different food steps. Right? So you're saying sleep, stress, and fun in one. Sleep, stress, and fun in one.
Mindset
in another. Exercise.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the nutrition part, instead of calling it nutrition, you can have people, if they're intelligent, they follow stuff, they hear about macros, right?
Yes.
So talking about macros, and then in the macros,
then I'll move
we're
down.
Talking about fats, the protein.
Yeah.
You know, all of that stuff. Yeah. Food swaps would be good.
So what are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, at 10 o'clock, I've got to be in Hayward's Heath. The new clinic that I'm working at, there's another holistic doctor. I haven't met the other staff yet. There's another functional medicine doctor who's launching her skin care. So I set myself down to go and see that so I can introduce myself to her. She's considered me competition. There's two functional medicine doctors there, and there are very few functional medicine doctors. I need to sort of meet them and chat about how, about being ourselves, personal branding, basically, so that we don't feel we're treading on each other's toes. And then at 11 o'clock, there's a doTERRA person who works there doing a workshop on green housekeeping. doTERRA oils to make cleaning products, I think.
Yeah.
So I put my name down for that. And then after that, a friend of mine who runs an Indian shop that sells saris, jewelry, and incense and things, she basically goes over to her villa in India. She's English, but she goes over to her villa in India where she can hold retreats and things, and she's supporting these whole communities. Then work by selling their crafts.
Oh, nice.
But her shop in Sussex, got two display rooms upstairs. So one of my friends, who's a milliner, makes hats, is doing a display there, and another of my friends who is a travel advisor and organizes all my trips doing a display there too. So I thought I'd go and support them and get a free glass of Prosecco at the same time.
Yes.
That's a pretty busy day. Yeah, that's quite a lot. And then if I make sure I'm back in time, you never know, I might be allowed to join you in you lot again.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Very exciting to be able to sort of join in and get the feel for you all. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, let me know. And so just message me again.
There's a thing called belief taxonomy.
We can get this set up again. Has this been helpful?
Okay. Right, lots of love.
Yes, you too. Hugs and hugs.
Send my love to everybody, and I will go to bed now. All right.
Okay.
You too.
Bye.
So now we've got a 7-module program that you can offer. You can make it like 7 weeks, you can make it 9 weeks.